Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels from the Winter Olympics in Italy. At the end of one period in women's hockey, the USA 2-0 lead over Team Canada. This is in a preliminary match. Elsewhere from the Olympics today, Ben Ogden of the U.S. taking silver in the cross-country sprint event. Alex Hall, silver in the slopestyle ski event. And the Americans taking bronze in the team combined downhill skiing, thanks to Paula Motzlan and Jacqueline Wiles. The Detroit Tigers today signed 3-time Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander to a 1-year contract. Verlander spent the first 13 of his Major League season with the Tigers, but since has been with Houston, San Francisco, and the New York Mets. New England Patriots quarterback Drake May says he will not require offseason surgery for a right shoulder that he injured in the AFC Championship game. This update brought to you by Uber Eats, who has a good deal waiting for you at Old Bag of Nails. Buy one, get one free deal on burgers. On the app, terms apply. See the app for details. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. A thick, full Tuesday, and it's good to see you guys again.
Ooh, baby.
Missed you.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big, girthy Tuesday show. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. Also, a big announcement at 4 o'clock with Jen.
Ooh.
Big announcement.
Big show.
Rapid fire at 4:30. And Timmy time at 5:30. What are we doing for Timmy time this week?
Timmy time is going to revolve around the flavor of the week, the Olympics, Mikey, which you will partake in. So I'll try to stump you on some Olympic things. Can I also just say something real quick? To start the show, I just stepped outside. You and I usually like to reprieve ourselves because these studios can run so hot at times.
We like to cool off and go outside.
I went outside at 2:55, so right before Rothman and Ice did their thing. We had the little transition. I got to tell you, I don't like it. Too hot. Too hot. I mean, that snow is melting.
Too hot.
I mean, it might work wonders for our parking lot, which has not been plowed since the snow came in. But I went out there looking to cool off a little bit. And the sun's in my eyes. It's beating down on me. It's 50 degrees out there. I need to dial it back about 20 or so.
You know, we have the big towers here.
Oh,
big antennas. Yeah. Send the signal out all over the place. We TV, had, radio, yeah. All of it, right?
We had safety alerts go out because of it.
Right. I come in this morning and there's an email sent out saying the ice is melting off of the towers. Please do not park or walk underneath them because there is a risk of death. Well, isn't that the ultimate workman's comp, though?
But not if you die.
No, but your family would get something.
Icicle impalement.
Well, your family would be taken care of.
I would hope so.
I think my wife would sign up for icicle impalement right now for me.
Do you think that Tegna would step in on top of what your just basic life insurance
plan is? They have to.
Or would you have to fight for it?
A shard of ice fell from one of their towers.
I don't know. I don't think they'd just willingly give it up. You'd still have to go looking for Kevin Kurgis to be on your side. He'd probably get you that money.
No, she'd get a big cash payout.
Oh,
and then
man.
She'd call J.G. Wentworth.
She'd get that cash now.
877. No!
Just imagine if you met your maker with like a 19-foot long icicle, one that came from 250 feet up in the air.
It's probably a good way to go.
That would kill you. But what if it like, I mean, I guess you'd be walking.
Yeah.
It wouldn't like get you in the stomach. That means you would have to be sunbathing on your back in the winter underneath the TV tower.
It is very nice out there today.
That's like Final Destination type of stuff is what that would be.
But I'm glad you're back. You're back from your Kansas adventure.
Yeah, with a little funeral wrapped around it.
I mean, stuff happens.
A little basketball with a funeral wrapped around.
People die. This
That's
show
right.
died about 8 months ago.
Grandpa passed on.
Grandpa passed. But Grandpa
92.
Lived. He lived a long, fruitful life.
Wonderful life.
I don't know if it was fruitful. I'm going to guess.
It was. Okay. It was. He All had right. a lot of good friends in town. A lot of family. I tell you what, Grandpa had a hell of a funeral.
Yeah.
Long time. It was a full Catholic mass, full banger of a Catholic mass. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's really selfish. I really do.
I did find
that's
myself.
It's a real selfish thing.
Found myself
to do.
Thinking in the middle of it. I was like, Grandpa, love you, man. When
this is too long.
When are we going to move this puppy along?
Like Ben Hur. Just an opus. Just end already.
Titanic was playing on the iPad.
Let me ask you a serious
longer.
Question. Now, did Grandpa have any monies? Did you get?
Oh,
did they read the will?
He had.
Maybe you got something?
He had many monies.
Tonight!
And not.
You didn't get anything?
Oh, God. I have no idea about those things. I really don't. I know my grandfather, he worked and he owned his own business. So he was a self-made man, really loved what he did. He owned his own trucking company. So a lot of his stuff in Northwest Indiana, they would do, you know, residential jobs. Then they would, you know, build up to like smaller commercial stuff, doing parking lots or fixing people's houses that had issues. So he did that. But his son lived, my Uncle Bobby lived in the town with him his entire life and always worked with him. So I have no idea what's up with the business. I would assume Bobby takes this thing over and keeps going. But the land that he owns with the business, I'm sure is quite valuable. Question is, when does the rest of the family decide to give that up? Then there might be a little something that take you out to a little Hyde Park, you get a Ricordati steak.
When's that happening?
I don't know. Not
right,
soon
sorry,
enough.
Sorry about Grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa, rest in peace.
Hope you left you some
cash.
It
was a nice service. Good to see some friends and family that I hadn't seen in a long time.
We have a big announcement coming up at 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. If you enjoy pizza and us, don't miss that. Hey, speaking of food, the chicken al pastor is back at Chipotle. Mm. I was eating it today. Then I texted Tyvus because he's a big fan.
I don't know if I like the al pastor as much as I liked that other recent chicken variation where they did the honey chicken. That was really good.
Isn't it one and the same?
Is that not the same thing?
I don't know.
Huh.
Whatever. They put a little sweet something on there.
Okay.
Maybe it's the same.
Maybe it is.
It's
all good.
Who cares?
Chipotle's great. I did the Chipotle version of a little bib and bop. I did the bibby last night. Always love doing a little bibby bop.
Can I ask you a little question about the Chipotle?
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually just saw a little thing today. They're going to raise their prices.
You just blew right past how I enjoyed a bibby bop.
You did a bibby bop. It's fantastic.
No, it's better than fantastic.
What'd you have? A little purple rice?
I did the white rice.
I don't care for that.
They have a third rice now. They've got the purple, the white, and then they have a lemon rice that they just started.
Ooh, lemon.
And I've been upgrading from the hot chicken lately. I've been doing the steak. Steak, very good.
I like the spicy chicken.
Oh, boy. It's good, too.
Mikey liked chicken. If I could just have one meat for the rest of my life, I think I would go with chicken.
Okay.
Like, I like chicken more than beef.
If you're
more versatile,
you just changed the entire discussion.
I did. That's
just
exactly
right,
what we do
right
here.
There. We're no longer talking
Teddy,
about like, oh, the steak looked good.
One meat for the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
I think it might be chicken as well.
Teddy,
yeah,
team chicken.
I think I'm a chicken guy.
Teddy was laughing when he answered already. I tell you,
Chris Collinsworth is here already, kids.
I mean, when you look at chicken, it is just good with everything.
So I take it by your response, you would not choose chicken?
No, I didn't say that yet. That's incredibly tough to answer because I am a big smash burger guy.
Now I'm aware of it.
If you say that I can have beef, am I talking like all forms of that? So I've got my steak, my ground beef, my tacos.
That's what beef means.
I think I'm a beef guy. I think it's a slight edge for beef, but that sucks because then no more chicken sandwiches, no more chicken wings. Chicken nuggets are gone.
Fried chicken.
No more
Popeyes.
Damn. But you get no steak. You're not going to Hyde Park anymore. You're not getting chicken at Hyde Park.
I understand. I get fish.
Fish sucks.
No, fish doesn't suck. Fish is good.
Fish doesn't suck, but I ain't going to no Hyde Park for no fish.
It's good at Hyde Park. They cook it in like 9 pounds of butter. People think, I'm going to get the fish. It's healthy. They use 2 sticks of butter on each filet.
You're not going to a steakhouse.
I've gotten fish there before. It's very good.
Fine. That better be like 1 out of every 8 trips.
Yeah, it is.
Where you make an order like
maybe
that.
Maybe 1 out of every 10.
And if I'm the waiter, I like roll my eyes when you order that. This guy is getting the snapper.
Get out of here.
Table 6, the snapper. Here we go.
You ever have a swordfish?
Yeah.
It's good. Nice and meaty.
Trust me, I could go. I could
what
survive.
About a shark? You ever eat shark? Shark steak.
I think I have tried
shark. It's like a swordfish.
I think I have, and I said the same thing. It was a thick cut.
Yeah.
A thick, girthy, like 2 inches thick, that shark filet.
What about a marlin?
Yeah, I think I've had marlin.
Hey, Teddy, what about a sterling marlin? You ever have one of those?
I've seen sterling
about
marlin.
A starling marte. Mm. How about that?
Mm. This week is the official start of spring. I'm not even talking about the temperatures outside today. I'm going to tell you why. This is the official start of spring coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on southbound 315's off-ramp to eastbound 670. It's causing slow traffic from Kinnear Road. And watch for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 71 on the north side at 670. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Score major deals on top brands at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Find your dream mattress today. Their sleep experts are highly trained to find the right one to fit your unique needs. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Increasing clouds today with stray showers possible. Otherwise, it's going to be warm with highs soaring into the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows down into the 20s. And then for Wednesday, expect mostly cloudy skies with daytime highs in the mid 30s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, baby.
What's the matter with you?
I feel like you.
If I start coughing or my throat gets scratchy uncontrollably, it's because I scratched the roof of my mouth. At least that's the only explanation I have. Because the Bibibop, I put tons of ingredients into it.
What did you put in there? Shards of glass?
Well, I mean, I got the carrots, right?
All right.
The carrot strips. I got the cucumber. They've got maybe some edges to them.
Cucumber's not going to scratch
the broccoli. The
All right.
Thick, long broccoli with the stalks.
Did you get some?
Even a rice kernel, right?
Could avocado?
Get up there.
I like the avocado there, but they charge you extra for it.
Right.
Because we all got together as a society and said, avocado, extra.
It's not just extra. Some of these places, it's like $2, $3, $3.50 to get it extra. But here's the order. I have the small bowl because the original's fine, but it's a tremendous amount of food. Even when you get the small, and if you're loading it up with toppings, you've got plenty to eat. And then your margins, you're still right around $10 for a pretty good meal. And that's even with getting a beefed up protein.
Hold on.
The chicken's only $8.79. I got steak, and I'm barely at $10.
You got a small bowl?
But it's not small. That's the tip.
Are you a grown man?
Don't. Don't.
So what are we doing here?
Don't do that.
I don't even think Teddy gets a small bowl when he goes to the Bibibop.
It's a good play.
I've never been there.
All three of us eat.
I don't like the ethnic.
No, there's none near me. I
go to Turning Point USA for my bowls.
I go to Chipotle. I get a burrito bowl there.
Kid Rock's talking to me about Jesus.
You get a small bowl?
It's not small. That's the thing. It's like Five Guys in the small fry.
He gets mild wings too.
I know he does.
Oh, shut up, Ted.
Man.
He's just like T-Bone.
Teddy, you're the one that said that the goldfish were a little too spicy for me. The buffalo-flavored goldfish.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Now we're just going to start throwing darts at everybody.
Just like your wife.
I can't do avocado at these places because
why?
I'm putting so many toppings. That's why I like eating at places like that. Because if you just stick with the board, you are getting a pretty good value. I don't understand double protein guy. Or extra add-on guy. You're getting so much for the regular price. Just stick with that. You get all the sauces, all the salsas, all the toppings that you want.
Yeah, but you
That's
you
why
go
Kurt
crazy.
Signetti's a maniac to
you
do
put
something
too
that
much
thin.
On. It's too much.
It's not too much.
Can you taste each individual thing?
I love it.
You're putting on so much.
The Bibby I do the black beans, the potatoes, the broccoli.
That's a lot of starch.
That's just the first part. White rice, broccoli,
you're
potatoes,
doing rice,
black beans.
Beans and potatoes?
Yeah. I want it thick and full. Because again, it's a small.
Man, you're never going to
so
crap
I'm packing
again.
It in. And then I got the corn, the carrots, the cheese, the egg. The kimchi, the cucumber.
That's a ridiculous combination.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, it's so good. It's a lot. Pack it in.
Talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You ever get too much in your bowl over at the Bibibop, and then you stand by your window at home and there's drafts coming in?
The Don Bibibop?
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you can fix both of those things. First of all, get yourself a grown-up bowl, not a kiddie-sized bowl like Timmy does, and fix those leaky windows and call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why? Because you buy two windows, you get two free. That's a real deal. And there's no limit whether you need 4 or 14. Half of them are on the house, plus 0% interest financing for 36 months and $500 off your home improvement project. Which is exactly the amount of money it will cost you to go to Chipotle soon, $500. Give them a call, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to book your free estimate.
I had a question for you because I brought my lunch in today, had a nice little turkey and baby Lorraine Swiss sandwich. So we had a different loaf of bread because I went out and got a loaf of bread when everybody thought Snowmageddon was coming in, and that's like the one thing that I bought. It was really just for a regular shop, but the kind of bread that we usually get, it's like a Meyer has their own version of like a King's Hawaiian, but in the loaf style. You know what I'm talking about? So it gets you like the half size, but it's really, really good bread for $1.99, whatever it is. Love the taste, good for toast. So I had just the regular bread, but that loaf of the King's Hawaiian style had like 4 slices left in it. And Sarah pointed it out today, like we were like making our lunches and all that, and a little tiny corner of one of those pieces of bread had started to mold up.
Well, it's 3 weeks old, and you hillbilly.
And she, being the dirty girl that she is, thought that it would be fine to use some of the slices possibly that don't appear to have the mold on it. And I said, once there's mold in that bag, it's done. We got an entire loaf of bread right here. What are we doing? It's nothing. It means nothing. There's three other slices left. Just throw it away and be done with it. That's gross. Do you agree?
Buddy, I didn't know the times were so bad for you. You're getting kitty-sized portions at restaurants. You're eating moldy bread. You're on the afternoon show now. You're making some money.
I just said I'm not eating the moldy bread.
My God.
Get rid of the bread.
Hey, it's springtime. You want to know why?
Springtime?
It's for Hitler. Springtime.
In Germany?
Because, yes, it's nice and warm out there today.
It's too hot.
Pitchers and catchers report to spring training this week.
Yeah.
And USA Today has come out with their projected win totals. It's a rite of passage. You ready, Teddy?
Oh, I don't know if we want to hear this.
Let's go.
I don't know if we want it.
What do you think, Reds, Teddy? What do you think?
Probably like a couple games above 500, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what they have them here.
82.
83 and 79. Oh, that is good for third in the Central. They have the Cubs.
It's a little low, by the way.
The Central, 88 and 74. Brewers, 87, 75. Reds, 83 and 79. Pirates, 74 and 88. Cardinals in last place. You got like that.
That's
68 wins, 94 losses.
Cards last place? That is fun. See them falling apart.
Fun,
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that.
They've had their time.
Your Baltimore Orioles, Sammy, what do you think?
I'm going to say 87.
85 and 77 is their projection. They have the Blue Jays winning that division at 91 wins. Then the Yankees at 90 wins. Orioles 85, Red Sox 84, Rays 76. Rays are going back into the Tropicana, aren't they? They put the sheet back on that thing.
Yeah, why did you say Tropicana, Tropicana in a Latin style?
Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Central, my team, the Chicago White Sox, 67 and 95, but not in last place.
What?
Twins at 65 and 97. They have the Tigers winning that division with 90 wins. Then the Guardians, 83 and 79. Royals, 83 and 79. Then White Sox, Twins.
I saw a note about the Twins that like their payroll is something like 15 million or 20 million less than last year's payroll.
Yeah.
And of course, they
sounds about right.
But they were terrible last year and the payroll is going down.
So let's do less.
Yes.
Let's make sure we commit less.
Yeah.
Because what we saw on the field last year was not any good.
Yeah.
Let's not do the same thing.
Exactly.
Let's do less.
They have two teams projected to lose 100 or more. Can you guess what two teams they
have?
Well,
the Rockies.
The Rockies, correct. 57 and 105 is their projection.
Maybe Washington?
Good on you, buddy.
Nice.
62 and 100. They got the Phillies winning the NL East, Dodgers winning the NL West, Mariners on top of the AL West. All right, so there you go.
All right.
So it's a nice little tradition. I always see the USA Today projections come out. I'm not saying that they're great and accurate and we should take them as gospel, but it means that baseball in spring with pitchers and catchers reporting this week is on the horizon.
It also means, though, when you look down at what your team's projected to do, and you especially being a Sox fan, like at least I sit here and, you know, the Orioles, they had a disaster season last year.
But with expectations going into it.
Yeah, there were big time expectations. I think the Orioles started the season last year fifth in World Series odds. So that just not making the playoffs on that is ridiculous. And they weren't even close. They were one of the worst teams.
Who's managing that team? Is it still Brandon Micah Hyde?
No. Brandon Micah Hyde got canned last year. Jeez, I don't even know.
You know who's a manager of the team that you root for?
No. Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
A lot. But to see the Sox with a 67 win total, what is that?
It's too low. it's too low. They're going to be better than that.
You're more positive about it this year?
I think they can flirt with 500 this year. I do.
Yeah.
Who's managing the Orioles, Teddy?
That is Craig Albernez. He used to be with the Guardians, and that's where they
right.
got him
yeah.
from. Yeah.
Because they had a search. They had some interesting guys that were in the hopper to possibly interview for that job. I think was Pujols not being discussed for taking an interview with the Orioles?
I think so, yeah.
I think
there's a couple teams he was in.
Yeah, I think he was in talks there. But Albernaz, I think, is a nice fit just with his experience.
Did he pass on the Angels or did they pass on him?
That's a good question.
Because there was some little scuttlebutt about him interviewing there, and it never wound up happening.
Is he managing one of the teams in the World Baseball Classic? Is he doing that at all? Is he managing the DR?
Yes.
I think he might be.
Managing the DR wood chipper.
DR Railsback.
Oh, my guy. Put a treadmill right on his back, right,
people that don't know who he is.
Strong.
He would work, he worked the booth and still does work in the booth for Ohio State football broadcasts.
He used to work here. He would do updates here back in the day. And, you know, back when I was banging, I had a treadmill in my house that I needed to move up the stairs. And I invited Teddy and DR over to help me move this treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Teddy, I think Teddy got there first, and we're trying to pick up this treadmill and gauge how heavy it is. And you and I looked at each other like, we're not going to be able to do this. No. It's really heavy, this thing. And then DR showed up, and he was like a maniac. He just, and just put it right on his back, and I didn't even think we touched it, Ted.
I think we just sort of guided it, you know.
Is he a Sherpa?
Where
does he come from?
It's like those stories you hear about, like, if your kid's trapped under a car. The mother comes over and gets this superhuman strength, but it was for some random dude's treadmill.
Or if you're ready to go to Everest, why pay all those fees? Just take DR with you.
It's crazy.
Good on him.
No one on Earth, too, eats faster than DR.
Well, I've never understood
that. You take him out to dinner, he's done in 6 minutes.
I never understood, like, DR or other people that would just try to inhale their food. Like, I understand not sitting there and playing with it, but there's got to be a balance to that. That's too quick. Don't be doing that.
Went to the Quaker Steak. I think he had 17 wings in 3 minutes.
Those aren't small wings at the Quaker Steak either.
What do you want to do? Want to do something?
Want
to talk about Bjorki?
What do you want to do?
All right, we got Bjorki.
Yeah, Bjorki.
Bjorki talking about standards for the basketball program coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some hold up due to an accident if you're on Morse Road at Sinclair Road. And there's a couple minute delay on northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak, your local jeweler. Ready for Valentine's Day? Ashcroft and Oak makes it easy with a Valentine's sale featuring fine jewelry and watches. Need help? Ashcroft and Oak experts help you choose with confidence. Visit an Ashcroft and Oak store or shop online at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey?
Yeah?
We got to talk. I got to talk because I didn't get a chance to yesterday about Buckeye basketball. And a lot of people were getting at me as I was coming back from my trip. And look, it's not about, like, there's no comparisons to Kansas here. Look, like, I love that place because I went to school there and I would sit in that arena and it was impervious to whatever opponent was coming along. And as I'm watching that team play, I'm sitting in that building and I'm saying, my God, this is beautiful. And it would remind me of when I would take walks around Ohio State's campus for other events, or how they would sometimes just leave the doors unlocked to St. John Arena because of stuff that goes on in there. But even just like my favorite thing to do when I go to a basketball venue is just sort of like peer in. It's almost like not letting myself, like, just it's the edging version of going to a college basketball game.
Jeff Goldblum.
I want to just see the little peaks of that beautiful arena from the tunnel. And St. John Arena, for me, it has almost that similar type of effect that Allen Fieldhouse does.
What are you doing to
me? When you look at that, the wooden seat backs, that beautiful spot. it tell because there's this is not the only issue, but we can keep coming back to it and keep beating a dead horse, because environment, I think, is a part of your identity. Like the building that you play in, it sort of it speaks to not just your fan base, but fan bases all across the country. And it sort of puts you on the map for being a basketball program, right? And it's a destination almost. Like, oh, have you ever been to a game at this place? People say, oh my God, yeah. Like, you've been to the Breslin Center in, you know, February or March, or have you been to Mackey Arena? And you're like, oh man, one of the loudest places you can imagine. So with Buckeye Hoops, there's that. You got that place there, and I know it's like it's sitting right there, but we can never get to it. But the thing that gets me is we're coming off of, and not rehashing the game because you guys did that yesterday, but if that's what it's going to keep looking like, and it's not just the, you know, the final score, it's two losses to them, and the second one,
the listless way that you played that game.
It's the lack of physicality. It seemed to be like the lack of desire. And if you're going to have a game like that, we know in this mode here, when we're missing NCAA tournaments and we can't fill that Tuesday night in the shot in a non-conference game. Forget about that. We can't
Tuesday night.
Night non-conference, that's lucky to get like 8,000. Even a Tuesday night against Nebraska when they're top 10, that's lucky to get, you know, 11,000, 10,000 at this mode. So when you're a Saturday, Sunday afternoon game, you got one of the best teams in the country coming in, and you have the most fans you're going to have, and they can't even really get into it to show the full force of a big arena like the Schottenstein
Center.
That's
not the fans' fault.
That comes back to the team.
That's the team. You're
exactly
right.
That comes back to the team and how they weren't really going balls to the walls for you. So that's an issue with this team. Then you look at how did we get to this team and the roster construction and how these guys seem to be playing right now. And injuries, yes, they're out there, but who's to say that if Brandon Knoll never had an injury, like, he wouldn't be just a stud coming off the bench. We saw the one game against Northwestern that we talked about. You're getting a little bit more from Tayson Chapman right now, and some people are asking, where's that been? But I don't know if you saw some of the comments, again, that Ross Bjork said. I don't know why I said it that way, because clearly you did, and we're about to talk about it. But he spoke with 11 Warriors, and they hit a wide range of topics, football calendar, all these things. But in getting to the stuff about basketball, he talked about the expectations. It's at the top of the athletic department and at the top of their minds right now. And he said, yes, we need to be in the tournament. That's not just the minimum standard. We want to be in the tournament and then make a long run. That's what Ohio State has done before. There's no reason why we cannot do that. But then he went on to say about resources, my expectation is that we're in the tournament every year and we make a long run. Jake understands that. He gets the expectation of the program, but I also know what's happening behind the scenes and how we're recruiting and how we're looking at the roster and roster construction. We're putting more resources on the NIL front, and we're asking some people to step up in that front as well. It was that part that stuck out. So we've got to build that piece out and continue to evolve. But look, we got work to do. We're not happy with losing that one game, but we also know that we're in the mix. We're in the conversation. Well, you know, I'll give a little bracketology update in the next segment when we do Inside the Buckeyes, but it's the outside looking in right now. And Mike, how many ranked wins do they have? Zero. And I, about the resources, I remember to the chat that we had, me and Adam King had Ross Bjork in the podcast studio that we just built that was on 10 TV and the Fans YouTube page. And he was a little like non-committal when we got to that part. And I was almost professing with him in that chat. You can go to the end. It's like at the 30 minute mark or so of our 35 minute conversation. If you go back and look at that on YouTube, I'm telling him, like, in this chat, Ross, you know, like, how we are dying. I mean, fans are dying for this basketball program to get it back. And I'm not just talking about we're here on February 10th and we maybe make the tournament and maybe don't. It's got to be to a point where you can have a year where you miss a tournament, okay? I'm not saying that that should never happen. You got to go on like a Kansas-type run or a Tom Izzo-Michigan State-type run and make 27 in a row. That'd be nice. I'd like to think that you could do it at a place this big, but you at least have to have some years where you're deadlocked, guaranteed to make it sometime. Like, where's the, we're 19-5, you know? Third place in the Big Ten. charging to win the conference. Like, we have a chance to win the conference down the stretch. When are we going to have that again? It ain't this year. We're just trying to even make it in.
Let's talk about the money aspect of this. Because, you know, and Bjorky alluded to that. We need those guys to step up. Meaning, we need our big money people to donate so we can go out and get better players. That's how I read it.
Are they at a point right now, though?
But...
where they're hesitant to do that because
that's exactly
maybe
right.
I don't want to keep funneling money into this building with what else is going on.
Some of us do that. These rich people just love to just give away their cash. Oh, we're just going to give it away and then we'll hope that it turns around. No, they have to be coerced. They have to be wined and dined a little bit. When I say wined and dined, I mean, they're going to these games. They're watching these games on TV. Why the hell, after that performance, would I donate a dollar to this team?
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for one of those gritty, like Bo Ryan, Wisconsin back in the day type of performances where the talent's not necessarily there, but damn it, they play hard, they play good defense, and they're going to give you a tough battle. And then the rich dummies, they sit down and watch that and say, you know what? If we can go out and we can get a couple really talented, skilled players and put them on this team that's already playing tough, hard-nosed basketball and making it difficult on people coming in here, then we really could do something. But what are they going to donate to right now?
Well, here's the thing, too, Mike. Whenever we seem to talk about resources, we read another story about what they're doing to the shot.
They're putting a new scoreboard in for $7 million.
I don't care about the shot. I care about the team right now. I mean, yes, you know, from listening to me through years, I do care about the shot. I think it was the biggest mistake. They should have just rebuilt St. John Arena. If it was old and archaic, keep the charm, keep the glass, put some more windows in that puppy. You get that sunlight pouring into a college basketball venue. It's beautiful. Should have rebuilt that at 15.5, whatever the capacity.
Forget about that.
Stop.
If they hate it so much.
Don't put $7 million into a new scoreboard when you can put it into the team.
But it's been so long since
the lighting.
They updated the scoreboard. We got it 4K on the scoreboard.
The scoreboard is fine. It's fine.
You know, it's not fine.
I don't care if it's the oldest.
This basketball team's not fine.
No.
That's
the problem. We're just hanging on.
Change the color of the court. Change the lighting, all that crap. You're focusing on the wrong things. You give people a team they can be proud of. I'm not saying all of a sudden they have to be a 22-win team instantly.
No, but...
but you have to give them something that they want to go out and see. Once you do that, you will see the atmosphere improve.
You should have... this should be a place where most years, take a 10-year span... 8 of those years, you're living in the NCAA tournament. And then 3-4 of those years, you feel really good about making a run to the 16, maybe the 8, or the Final Four. That's what it's about. This is Ohio State. Like, where is that? Where are we? Where are we? Where this seems to be something that can't get done with men's basketball.
We're turning into Penn State basketball
because
is what
of
we're
football.
Turning into.
No. Oh, so many of these programs that I'm about to tell you about are awesome right now around the block O.
Inside the Buckeyes, all the news and notes you need. What were you talking about? Awesome teams, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome teams.
Awesome teams. No more of this crap. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. There's also some slowdown due to a crash on southbound 315's off-ramp to eastbound 670. It's moving slowly from Kinnear Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt freckled fat guy.
Join now.
Hey there, friends, it's Bobit.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
About the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They refer to each other as stupid, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Big announcement coming up at 4 o'clock.
That'd be with Jen, right?
That's right. Jen Winters will be in here for See You Next Tuesday. Plus, we have Rapid Fire at 4:30, Timmy Time at 5:30, the Olympic edition.
Yes.
But now, we just talked about Buckeye basketball, men's basketball, and how it sucks, and it will probably continue. Yes, it does.
I don't want to.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to say, I feel bad because I love Buckeye basketball so much.
So? For the standards that we have
for this program,
it sucks. Dusty May said yesterday, man, I really think we should do a home-and-home with Ohio State every single year. I'm sure you do, buddy.
Right.
I'm sure you do.
No, like part of being a big boy program is also to be able to take it when guys like us call it for what it looks like. But there are players and coaches on the staff that I do respect a whole hell of a lot.
It has nothing to do with it, Timmy.
It's a whole program-wide thing right now. It's no one person or anything like Coach Diebler that needs to get called out.
No, there are certain
situations. That's not even where the bulk of the problem is for me.
I can look at the problem and say, you know what, you can fix 70% of the problem by firing the coach. I don't think we're there with this program.
I really don't. I think with the right kind of backing, Deebs could be quite good. It's just this is a tough thing to take over, man. Like that's not for the faint of heart to get your first head coaching job, and it's at this place where we're coming off of the Thad era ending the way that it did, and Chris Holtmann had little glimpses. Like he got them back to the tournament and had glimpses of hitting it and taking it to the next level, and when it didn't, it really crashed hard the other way.
All right, let's go inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
How about some good, clean Buckeyes, Mike? Because there are some teams, there's some programs right now around the block that deserve a lot of credit. And this has been nothing new. You've seen what the Ohio State women's hockey team still is, ranked number 2 in the country. Coach Nadine Muzzerall, she has built one hell of a program. 2-time national champs, 4 straight appearances in the national championship, 6 Frozen Fours in her 9 opportunities. She's more frozen than Elsa, I tell you what. 8 opportunities, actually, because there was a COVID year, so even better. And did you know 7 former Buckeyes there and 5 from the current team are competing in the Olympics right now? And unlike the NHL, there's no break. They don't have a break in college hockey right now. So they have the Minnesota series coming up. Here's everyone they got. They got Joy Dunn, right? You've got Mira Jungokor.
Oh, Mira.
Take a stab at how you would spell Mira Jungokor. And I think I'm pronouncing the name right. She's from Sweden. Sweden, Mike. Sweden. What letter does that name even start with?
I mean, it should start with a U from a phonetic standpoint, but...
Yeah, but...
E?
J.
J?
Yeah, J. Junger. How about that? You got her.
Junginator.
Yeah, the Jung. It would look like Jungaker. Jungaker. Yeah. You've got Jenna Rauino, also of Sweden, and Hilda Svensson. Svensson is about as Swedish of a name as you are ever going to hear, and she's awesome. She's got 44 points. Also, Sani Vanhanen from Finland. So you got a Finn, three Swedes,
they're hitting them, man.
And an American in Joy Dunn. They're all in the Olympics right now. That's awesome. You see what wrestling did this past weekend?
I seen it.
Tom Ryan. It's great to see him continuing on. Man, he had the worst car crash you can possibly imagine a little more than a year ago. To see him recovered and with this program in the place that it is, it's unbelievable. So they beat up on Iowa. A.C. Slater and his stonewashed jeans didn't know what to do with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Actually, I don't think Slater wound up going to Iowa. I think he was just being recruited by Iowa, but he didn't want to offend his dad. Yeah,
he went to Northern California school.
Fakey.
Where Bob Golic was.
What was the name of their fake school up there? How do we not know that?
Was it?
I'm thinking of the fake college and Fresh Prince now, and I can't think of either one of them. That's just ridiculous.
Right, anyway, he didn't go to Iowa.
So they're 17-0, this Buckeye wrestling program. They beat Iowa 24-9. They're ranked 2. They're taking on Penn State, another top dog. They're number 1 in the country right now. So the Buckeyes go to Happy Valley on Friday. Also, Jesse Mendez. He competed. He closed with his 97th career win as his run at the Covelli Center is over. He dusted Kale Pedersen, or Peterson.
Kale, hell with
21-3 with a Tech Fall victory. Who here at the station would you, I guess, least want to see and most want to see in a wrestling singlet? Who do you think would wear that well? And who would you not? I mean, maybe the obvious answer would be T-Bone. We wouldn't want to see Bone.
I was going
to
say
in the singlet. And those things, like they ride, they ride up. Like they're kind of shorts, but
Bone,
they
look
cinch
good
up
the
on
singlet.
The side.
You look like Vader.
What do you think Tyvus would look like in the singlet? Oh, baby!
They better get some singlet with a little back.
Could you imagine the ace? I mean, the way
punches
he's just
you
popping,
right in the face.
The way he's just popping out of khakis right
Kim
now.
Kim Kardashian's ace.
Imagine what the singlet's going to look like. Okay, in the bracketology talk, we just did a bunch of men's basketball, but right now, OSU men's hoops, they are on the outside looking in. Lennard Dogs, last one, had the Buckeyes, the first team out of the tournament. But I guess the issue remains, Mike, who are they going to beat right now? You've got some opportunities on the schedule. But look how you just did with your most recent wonderful opportunity to come away with a signature win.
Who's next up tomorrow?
You haven't beaten any ranked teams. They've got, I know they got the Virginia game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so but that's a top, not tomorrow.
That's a top 15 team. Tomorrow they got USC, 18-6.
USC,
home,
that's here.
Home.
Yeah, they're kicking us
we're
off the
out,
air.
We're getting out a half hour early because it's a 6:30 tip tomorrow. So, and then you got Penn State return trip is still on the schedule.
If you don't beat USC tomorrow, that's it. It may be it anyway. If you lose to USC tomorrow, there's no chance this team makes a tournament.
Then you got Virginia in the neutral site game. They're top 15 now. Wisconsin at home, Michigan State, Iowa on the road, Purdue at home, then road Penn State, home Indiana.
Did you hear me?
I heard what you said.
If they lose tomorrow,
it's over.
It's over. It may be over anyway, but it's officially over if they lose tomorrow.
I'm not going to kill them.
I thought we were going to talk about some good teams.
Where were you?
Well, yeah, we had women's hockey. We had wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah. What else?
Women's basketball.
We didn't talk about them.
Okay.
They're good.
The bed ran out.
We're out of time.
Congratulations to Buckeye women. I saw Tyler Danberg. He really enjoyed his trip up there broadcasting. And the only thing I don't know if he did was try to catch a fish at Pike's Market.
But he can't catch the fish.
He did enjoy the market, and he got yelled at when he was walking down there because they were trying to film a Super Bowl commercial. And he was just bopping and weaving to Pearl Jam.
Last week?
Walking in the street. Yeah, I didn't
quick
understand.
Quick turnaround on that commercial.
Very quick.
All right, see you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. We have a big announcement coming up. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on westbound 270's ramp to Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt, causing some holdup there. And there's a bit of a delay on southbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Main Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. As baseball teams are getting ready to start spring training, the Detroit Tigers today signed three-time Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander to a one-year, $13 million deal, returning him to the team that he spent his first 13 major league seasons with. Since then, Verlander's been with Houston, San Francisco, and the New York Mets. From the Winter Olympics in Italy, Team USA leading Canada 4-0 in women's hockey in a prelim match. Top 25 hoops tonight amongst the games scheduled. Number 4, Duke at Pitt. 7th-ranked Nebraska hosts number 13, Purdue. 8th-ranked Illinois at home with Wisconsin, Washington State. And number 12, Gonzaga and 15th-ranked Virginia playing at Florida State. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Improving health, eating better, losing weight. Have you started your New Year's goal? Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news, where it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis tomorrow morning. Very special edition. Ask Tyvis anything at 7:30. At 8:30, I'm going to be on.
Oh, God, that's great.
With T-Bone and Tyvis. That's right. I will
be
on.
And Jen Winters is here.
See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters.
I never make the plug sheet. Hi.
Why will I be on with T-Bone and Tyvis tomorrow?
Because we have a special announcement.
We don't need to plug you, Jen.
Yeah. There we go. That's the core edit right there, folks.
Let's plug Jen.
We're just gonna hold on. I gotta make a note in my notes app here.
Really stopped you in your tracks.
Timmy plug.
Oh, Andrew was on all fours with Jen Winters.
Hi, Queen. It's good to see you again.
Hi.
Yes.
So tomorrow morning I'm gonna be on with T-Bone and Tyvis.
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's officially live.
Yes.
Our brand new Pizza Madness website. Listen to me. It's pizzamadness.pizza.
That's right.
Okay, no .com. .com's for losers.
.com sucks.
Pizzamadness.pizza. Now, the bracket is not out yet because this is where you, the fine listener, comes in. You send us your favorite pizza place.
Yes.
Tell us about your favorite pizza place. We're going to tally all those up. Take the most popular ones and, of course, the ones that Bone and Timmy and me and Tyvis curate. We're going to put them all in the bracket. We're going to rank them all. But I want to hear from you.
Yes.
Maybe there's some places out there I have not tried. I just tried Josie's Pizza last week for the first time.
We tried Josie's Pizza.
We did.
All of us here on the show.
I can see that.
I did not. But that's cool.
You weren't here.
Well, Jen, if you were
Nobody told me there'd be pizza, so that's cool.
It was Mike's birthday, so I just figured you'd have been around for that pizza.
His birthday was 2 weeks ago.
It was a little late on that.
Happened? We had a meeting.
What happened was
I was going to bring in the pizza for his birthday, and then we wound up having a meeting like we do, So we had pizza in the meeting.
Yeah, we got a lot of pizza here.
We had JT's that day, which was great.
Oh, that's right.
I delayed the Josie's to put a little buffer there.
Okay.
So we had a little birthday lunch the following week.
That's okay.
Oh man, it was so good.
Vote, and if you don't remember the website pizzamadness.pizza, you can go to the fan's website, 971thefan.com.
Why are you confusing everybody?
Because I'm just saying there is a way to get there as well from there.
Pizzamadness.pizza. We have to be the only dot pizza. Pizzamadness.pizza is the site. We might be the only dot pizza in the world.
And then when you get to the landing page on pizzamadness.pizza, you can click vote now, or you can click the graphic on the front, and then you can go and submit your
Now, speaking
favorite.
Of those graphics, yes. I would like to say... they're really cool.
Thank you.
And I know we've had someone in graphics design like make the main one for us. You'll see a little pizza slice guy holding a radio.
Yeah, that's not mine.
But then there's characters for all of the different bracket regions that we'll have. We've got like a spicy snossage guy with a mohawk, or he's actually the pepperoni. We've got a snossage guy. An upside down pineapple. Evil Bald Colin loves that one. Wink, wink.
And he has a loofah also.
Yep.
Out of his pocket. You didn't take my suggestion on the eggplant, though.
The eggplant needs to have water squirting out of his head. I had a talk with Attic Rick, and we kind of decided against that. So, in your mind, just imagine some water squirting out of the top of the eggplant.
Just imagine.
Now all of a sudden we have standards. We've got an upside down pineapple with a loofah.
Right.
What does that, any of that mean?
What does water squirting out of an eggplant mean?
It's just clean.
He just got wet.
He got wet.
Washing his hands.
Right.
So there will be more. The voting will start then. We will build the brackets and we will have more information.
Yes, but this is your time now to suggest your favorite place. Now, Jen.
Yes.
I know your favorite place.
Yes.
You're a Rubino's gal.
Yes. Close second, Pizza Hut. Just kidding.
There's nothing against the Hut.
It's fine.
I got nothing against the Hut. Hut's not in the bracket.
No.
All right. Long live the Hut.
No, but Rubino's is my tried and true, my number one.
When you go to Rubino's,
yes.
What's your order?
I
think people sleep on that. They always say, oh, go to this place. It's the best. But I want to know what you order when you go to these places.
They call it the employee's favorite. So they do the sausage and it's sliced lengthwise.
It's a very unique sausage. It's almost like a thin piece of like gyro meat.
It's like exactly like gyro meat.
Yeah.
So and then they slice their onions very thin, like shoestrings. So I do onions like that, the sausage, pickles, and extra cheese.
Pickles. I know you love that. You love pickles.
Freaking amazing. And then you know what's the best about it? No one in my family likes it, so I get the pizza for myself.
I was talking about this yesterday with Joshua Perry. I went to Sexton's on Saturday.
They have a very good pickle pizza.
And they have a delicious,
amazing
pickle pizza.
Yes.
And even if you're not a huge pickle fan, I think you would enjoy it because it's not that strong of a pickle flavor. But you get a side of their homemade ranch that they make,
and
you dip that pickle pizza in there, your pants fly right off your body.
What else did you get? You usually always get two pies, don't you?
I got the
like a regular
New York style or East Coast pepperoni, which is fresh Mott's cupped pepperoni, and then they do it right because they put the basil on after the bake.
No, nice. That's what you have to do. No,
but many places do it the wrong way. They put the basil on, they throw it in their 800 degree oven, and it just wilts to nothing.
No. Jen, you'd hate me because the last time I made my way over to Bexley, I think I was there. Rubino's might have had a different kind of lunch hours. So it was Bexley Pizza Plus because I was there
I like Bexley Pizza
Plus.
I was just looking. They were an 11 seed.
Yeah,
all right?
They are fantastic
I thought they were really good. Yeah,
yes.
I thought they were really good. It's been a year and a half or so since I tried that, but my memories were good. I really respect a place, and I know not all pizza places do this, but if you have the ability to have tables and chairs and an eat-in experience, I think that's really important for a pizza spot to be beyond just a takeout, carryout type of spot, which that's when, you know, Domino's came in and was banging. They kind of changed that to try to be just a little spot that you walk
into. Yeah, but we're
into.
Not going to knock you for that in this bracket.
No. Pizza, but part of what I love about getting out in the community and trying to, you know, think Pizza Madness and be a part of Pizza Madness is being able to go and sit down and wait for the pie to get there so it is it's as hot and as fresh as it is supposed to be. There's no drive time because maybe it's a 20-minute drive from where I am, so I can sit there and eat it. I did Tommy's just recently. That was the last one I did.
Okay. I am not a fan of Tommy's.
Oh, my God. That thin, they're our champ.
You and Jackie the champ. From the,
I know.
The chat.
I know, right?
Tommy's is the reigning champion.
It is the reigning champion. Matt, non-sports Matt, my husband, that's like... But he did say he has a new favorite now here in the city.
What's
the
new favorite?
It used to be Tommy's. It's now JT's.
Well, I can see that.
That was a championship matchup last year.
And he said, you know what? JT's is now my new favorite.
By the way, by default, I'm going to just release something right here. Because they were the championship matchup last year, and because they've done nothing to lose those rankings, JT's and Tommy's will be two of our number one seeds.
I mean, I think that makes total sense.
Yeah. That's,
absolutely.
I agree with it, too. I absolutely agree with
was
it.
Was JT's a one seed last year?
Yeah, they were. I'm looking
Tommy's
at it.
Tommy's was.
JT's went... Tommy's was a one seed against Cheshire Market.
Oh, that's Joshua's place. That's,
and let's see, Stads was
Joshua
a one
was
seed.
Yelling at me yesterday for not doing anything with Cheshire Market.
Okay,
they're
I
going
done
up against
either.
A one seed. Now, maybe we can do better with the seeding this year.
And that's the thing. It's like we've learned some lessons from last year, and we're just trying to improve. I mean, we've got a website. Everything is going to be consolidated into one. I already have that. We've got already 40 submissions so far.
That's awesome.
Since well, and what's going to happen,
talking,
too,
so
is
that's
that
awesome.
If you're a pizza place listening to this,
yes,
you should tell your customers to go to the website, pizzamadness.pizza,
absolutely,
and vote for you.
Yes. Yep.
What,
absolutely.
What seed was a Flyers? I'm banging through them here. So we had Tommy's was the one.
Like a six or a seven?
Tommy's was a one. Tarita's was the two in the sausage region. In the pep region, it was JT's. They played Donato's, the 16. And Dante's against Christie's was the 215. In the eggplant, Stads went against TAT. And George's was the two seed in the eggplant region.
By the way, Stads is good pizza, but the only reason why they got a two seed is because their fans bombarded
us, goodness,
before the tournament started.
Yes.
Where was Flyers? I'm trying to find where they were.
I think they were a six or a seven.
Well,
what a hell of a run to get to the final four. Eagles was the fourth one seed, just so you know.
Jenny.
Eagles Villa Pizza.
Oh, there's still more that I needed to bring up, but there's not enough time.
Jenny, so what are you going to have to do?
I guess I'll have to see you next Tuesday. You got a couple weeks. Go vote, please, and thank you. And
this
go America.
So fantastic. PizzaMadness.pizza, it lives.
And the Olympics.
There's levels to this pizza thing this year.
Timmy's good, clean boy has made some history. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's some holdup due to an accident that's on Frank Road near Jackson Pike. You're also going to run into some slowdown due to a crash that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side after Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Overnight tonight, we'll go partly to mostly cloudy across central Ohio. We might add a little bit of fog in some spots. Low temp at 28, which is pretty mild considering where we've been. On Wednesday, 34 to 35 for the high temperature with partly to mostly cloudy skies and some morning fog. Very similar on Thursday. Friday, Saturday looking really good with sunny skies and highs in the 40s. If the storm goes south of us, which could happen on Sunday, we may stay dry. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama 10 would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Man, the new year is here. Improving your health may be one of your big resolutions, but when you're tired, low on energy, not sleeping well, not seeing the progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. Tri-State Men's Health can likely help with that resolution because those symptoms are often signs of low testosterone. But this year, Tri-State Men's Health is also helping men go further with four targeted body composition plans featuring GH peptides, NAD plus, GLP-1, and more, designed to boost energy, support metabolism, enhance recovery, and accelerate fat loss.
They need to have something that can give you a Tyvus ace. That might be next.
I think we're going to work on the low testosterone and, you know, GLP and losing some weight. And then ass plumping.
Yes.
Ass plumping maybe in 2027.
We don't want implants.
No,
just,
no, no.
Just juicy ace.
The juicy ace pill. Send you to the juicer. Like Violet Bickerstaff.
Violet Bickerstaff.
And juice her up.
Saved by the Bell lore.
Call her today. Not Violet Bickerstaff.
Bernie Bickerstaff. Probably has a nice juicy
Violet,
ace, too.
Violet from Willy Wonka. What was her name? Violet what?
Violet Biggums.
That's not right.
No.
Call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health today. They'll juice you. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
You want to know?
Beauregard.
Violet Beauregard.
Baker
something with a B.
Beauregard. Something that started with a B. You know, another guy that has a firm, not firm, more like a big, juicy buttocks. He was a great Ohio State golfer. Goes by the name Neil Shipley. This ship rocks, baby. Did you see? You denounced TGL golf events.
Because it sucks.
You checked it out. You said, by golly, this is not the golf that I ordered.
It's garbage.
This is just a bunch of guys hitting at a TV screen. I don't know what's going on. They got some fake undulating green out here. Tiger's walking around with a microphone, but he ain't really playing no golf. Well, our guy Neil Shipley, he had his debut. I guess he hadn't made it big enough to be invited onto Tuesday night TGL. But he was there. I guess this would have had to be Monday night TGL, right? Because isn't today Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
So it was Monday night. They switched it too. And he stepped up there. He's playing the fifth hole, right? At, where is it? Stone Hill they're playing? It's all digital
it's
anyway.
It's not Stone Hill.
It's AI. So it's a 110-yard par three. It's the shortest par three in TGL history. What does he do? Gets a little waggle there. Gets his trusty sand wedge out. You know, they got like real grass tees too. So it's an extra special golf simulator
special
type of
and
feel.
Fresh.
Could take an actual divot out of this.
A little cucho.
He hits one. Yeah. He hits one just completely perfect. He flushes one and he hits it about 10 feet past the cup. Spins that puppy right back. It's tracking. Oh my God. It's a hole in one. Neil Shipley aces one.
live right there on TGL.
You want to hear a little Neil
the
Shiffler?
First hole in one in TGL history from the former Buckeye, who's making his debut on the PGA Tour as a rookie this year because he played so well on the Corn Ferry last season.
He's a good, clean boy.
He's great.
Here's Neil Shiffler.
Does that count as a career hole in one?
100%.
Yes, yes. I mean, the celebration definitely counts.
Yeah. No doubt.
I think so. I'm going to count
100%.
It.
That's better than a hole in one, man.
Yeah. I totally agree.
100%.
Good moment in life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know who the hell's talking there.
I believe that would be Luke Clanton and...
Oh, Luke Clanton there,
Luke,
Teddy.
No, Luke Clanton.
That's what I said. Luke Clanton.
Yes. You just said Luke Clanton. You got a Clanton.
Clanton.
Okay. And Minwoo Lee. He's the Aussie. He's the guy with the accent
If you say so.
That's right. Minwoo Lee. Fun guy, right, Teddy? I think he's a spark plug.
Minwoo Lee?
Bit of an up and comer on the PGA
Tour.
You know
Chris Gotterup.
No.
Oh, did you see Gotterup?
Of course I saw Gotterup.
Oh my God. What a tournament. I was watching since I had the busy travel weekend, didn't get to be in front of the TV to see a lot of this stuff while I was beep-botting and scatting around. I caught up with that tournament this morning. I could not believe the situation. Do you know that he was at a .7 win percentage chance when he stood on his approach shot at 18? A .7 chance to win that event. And then he gets up and down from there, puts that to, what was it, Teddy? 3 feet, rolls that in for a birdie.
Yeah.
And then Hideki Matsuyama, who played great, but then just struggled getting it off the tee.
Well, maybe because he's got people screaming in his face.
All right.
I'm done with that Phoenix Open.
That's on the 16th,
what is this?
Okay?
Are we playing golf here? Or is it a baggy pants fuss?
This is golf.
You want
a
live?
Rock concert.
You want your thumpity thump and your live? You got it. Let's have some standards now if we're playing golf.
I saw a
bunch
two,
of Phoenix drunk bastards.
Saw two big, fat, naked biker people off 16 green having sex. How am I supposed to chip?
It's right. How are we supposed to chip?
I'm supposed to get up and down. You saw Thor Bjornsson. He couldn't get up and down with all that going on.
Chris Gotterup got up and down, though.
Oh, my God.
Chris
Gotterup got her down on 18 and somehow just walks away with a victory in that event. How about our boy Scotty? Because I'm listening to you guys a little bit on Friday as I was making my way out there. That was the longest of my drives because I had to veer up to the Chicago area on Thursday. Then I went all the way from there to Kansas, stopped for my Italian beef and all that.
Yeah, it's listening good story,
to you
Timmy.
And listening to you and Joshua Perry, and I'm hearing you and Jen break down how Scotty might miss this cut.
Yeah,
and
I'm thinking,
it
was
no.
Looking like that, yeah.
Like going to the back nine on Friday, how he's in jeopardy of not even making the cut. And then I'm seeing him on the weekend with a chance to win this thing.
Yes.
He actually had the putt on 18 where if that dropped, he would have been in the playoff.
Tournament, yeah, just finished one shot out.
And he probably wins that thing.
Yeah.
Man. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to fix my damn watch.
Would you just...
Got a pin that fell out of it.
Would you let it be?
No, I can't let it be.
You're not going to fix that during the show.
It's ridiculous.
Are you holding it right now?
Yeah, I'm holding the pin.
Put it down so you don't lose it.
That fell out of my watch bracelet. The watch just fell right on the floor.
All right, it didn't just fall right on the floor. You know what happened? You got a little over-exaggerated.
Can I tell you something?
For See You Next Tuesday, when you played Coming Up for the second time.
It doesn't matter.
And you did a violent,
It doesn't matter.
And threw your arm out and your watch went flying.
The watch should not fly with a jostle.
Mine's not flying. See?
Yes, that's right.
I'm doing this.
Yours isn't flying.
My hands up, my hand, punching motion, my watch, because I wear it on my right wrist, and this is even I get more action with this arm, because I wear it on my right wrist, like a maniac.
Where'd you get that watch? Bob Capace?
Bob Capace had to give it to me, because he busted up my car.
That's the relationship you have now? You run into my car,
yeah.
I give you a watch.
You give me gold watch. How's Bob Capace doing?
That won't be long before he runs into your car.
Why'd he say that? Because he couldn't find the building.
I'm just waiting for the call. I'm waiting for the call that Bob Capace has been involved in a vehicular homicide. Sounds about right.
things that do not surprise people for 100.
Excellent jewelry store owner, Worthington Jewelers. Terrible driver.
Driving right up there with Lori Schmidt.
I'll tell you what, if it was the two of them, they'd be driving right up on the sidewalk. Everybody'd be dead.
What about getting in a race car with one of them? Wouldn't that be a rush? That'd be an experience to sell. But what if it could be safe? What if I could guarantee your safety?
But there's no guarantee.
Yes, I'm guaranteeing it. You're strapped in, but you just get to, like, here's an Indy car. We've got the one with, it's got the seat in the front. They're driving, and they're like, hop on in, Mikey, baby.
Hello.
Take you around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway right now. Yeah.
Rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt, going from Main Street to I-70, and you're looking at a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's in the center lane on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. That's moving slowly from 71. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with. Shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams. eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Teddy, what? This is why he needs me right now.
No, I don't need
you. He cannot stop messing with the watch that he's not going to fix. I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be in my head wanting to fix this thing so badly because something popped out or it broke. He's just got to lay it down and get it fixed by the professionals.
Teddy, in the little hallway by the stairs over there.
There's a little hammer.
No, it's not, I don't need a hammer. There's a little tiny screwdriver. Like a little tiny mini screwdriver.
We have a micro screwdriver set here at the office.
We have a micro something.
Do you have one of those at home? They're very useful.
Yes,
I do. Like a little teeny tiny flip case.
Watch tools.
Yeah.
I got a little glass, a magnifying glass I put in my eye.
No, nice. No, I honestly would, though. Recommend, get on Amazon.
Monocle.
Get you like a miniature micro screwdriver set with Phillips heads and flat heads, because you never know, like the small little remote controllers, video game controllers, you might need to like pry something open or use the Phillips head to get it done.
Eyeglasses as well.
Glasses. Yeah. That's very good.
Or sunglasses, possibly.
No, really. Yeah. You said glasses. I've used them before for the little like earpieces. That helps. All right, you're going to be fixing your watch the rest of the show.
No.
Did you get it fixed?
No. Something wrong with the pin.
The pin came out.
I understand that, Timmy.
I know you want it to be fixed. But take it to Bob Kabache. He'll help you.
Bob.
Stop. Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
All right, now that's been a whole 2 days since the Super Bowl. Give me your guys' way too early pick for Super Bowl 61.
Are you ready?
Oh, jeez.
You ready?
I really hate doing this.
You ready?
No.
I'm ready.
Chicago Bears.
I didn't say
taking
that.
The step.
I didn't say that.
Washington Commanders.
They can't play each other in the Super Bowl.
Well, no, that would just be the NFC team. I'm aware of that.
I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. Bears!
And Bengals.
What? Boy, this is a fun answer.
Why not? The all-orange Super Bowl. All orange.
I will say the Buffalo Bills finally get there in the AFC.
I'm tired of the Bills.
I'm tired of them, too.
I'm tired of them. I'm tired of almost and maybes.
I'm tired of them not going. But I'm going to say the Bills, Josh Allen with new coach.
We got a little
trying
DC
to get
there.
It done, a little DC.
You didn't offer me one.
I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind. Rapid fire number two.
Sorry, I should have offered. I didn't even say my NFC team, Washington Commanders.
Who cares?
We're back, baby. We're not going.
Bills Commanders.
He's not even making it out of Saudi Arabia. He's going to be dead.
Oh, jeez. I'll take the Rams to get back there in the NFC.
Matthew Stafford, yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
Getting it done, retiring, walking off.
You see Puka Nacua?
Puka Nacua.
Puka's doing all sorts. He's out there like stumbling around drunk. You see that? Guy's like guiding him into the back of the car. Like, here, Puka.
He's got some bad friends.
At least he's got someone that's handling him, but he looks like a real idiot out there.
All right. Do you have an under-the-radar team that you think can take a big step next year and make a run to the Super Bowl, kind of like what the Patriots did this year?
I just picked the Bengals and the Bears.
You can't say the Bengals.
Well, not the Bears.
The Bengals did suck, but I don't know if they're under the radar anymore because of Joe and Jamal.
Under the radar. Stop it.
Yeah, Bengals is acceptable, but not the Bears.
All right, they got a head coach that should be talk about helping him in his daily tasks. He's wiping the old man's ass. Zach Taylor has no idea what planet he's on.
Zach shouldn't.
They got the worst defense in the world.
He shouldn't even be there. I know that. Well, I could easily say the Washington Commanders then out of nowhere because they sucked this year. And if Jaden Daniels is back and healthy and they get pointed in the right direction, they can make a run. I've said this before where I'm back to being a defeated Washington fan, and it probably would make a lot of sense that it fails completely and it doesn't go anywhere. I might say, look at a team like the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons. I can see.
I just think with
you got a dynamic running back.
They want to make Michael Penix Jr. earn that job again, which is exactly what Matt Ryan should be doing when he steps in as a new GM. But Bijan Robinson, Drake London, they've got weapons. Kyle Pitts can still do it. They got rid of the problem in the building.
He was the real problem.
Yes. Get rid of Ike, and now he can take off.
Rapid fire number three.
Okay. Now that the Super Bowl is over, what's the next big sporting event you're looking forward to? Watching.
It's just last night, man.
Like, no, that was last night.
Big Monday game. Yeah, I know. College basketball, the rest of the season.
I'm going to the Olympics, homie. I'm going to see the speed skating, the short track. It's like demolition derby. I got the tickets for the pairs figure skating final. I get to run up and caress Johnny Weir. By the way, Tara Lipinski is doing commercials for TJ Maxx.
I ain't seen them.
I saw it last night.
Good for her.
I don't think she even knows where a TJ Maxx is, but damn it, they're paying her.
She better. Why would you do an ad? Why would you do an ad?
Have you seen Tom Brady?
Tom Brady's doing Pizza Hut ads, and he doesn't even
Dunkin' Donuts, Pizza Hut, Subway. No. Tom Brady wouldn't be caught dead in any of those places.
You're right. But I'd like to think that maybe Tara Lipinski is a little different than Tom Brady, that she would actually utilize a product that she endorses.
Rapid fire number four.
You didn't let me finish. Pebble Beach has a tournament coming up this week. Anytime you can sit down and just watch the scenery. I know you love the beauty of a golf course. Mm-hmm. Like
who
that.
Doesn't love a beauty,
regular
beautiful
season,
Pebble Beach?
Regular season PGA Tour event, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Sit back.
You played Pebble Beach.
Oh, one of the greatest days of my life.
You're not going to have a bunch of lunatics screaming at you, too.
No. It was so enjoyable, I cannot even explain it to you.
Keep all the riffraff out.
No riffraff to be seen there,
rapid fire number four.
Which Winter Olympic sport would you least like to try?
The face first?
No. I'd do that any day.
Reverse luge?
Over like the ski jumping and stuff like that. At least with the luge and the skeleton, you're on solid ground.
But you're flying
through the air like a lunatic.
We once had a guy like get too high. Like, I don't know if you contemplate like how sophisticated and exact your body weight has to be just to manipulate a turn.
You go outside the chute
and you're dead.
I don't think you and I would go fast enough. We'd be puttering down that thing.
Probably. probably.
The blades would be digging right into that ice.
The sled would have already, like, shot forward and it's down.
Yeah.
But with the aerial skiing, you're right. You mess that up, you snap your neck. Right? I mean, you're
plus
at least paralyzed.
The freestyle skiing where they're essentially doing, like, skateboarding, but on skis. Doing the backwards flippy flips.
Are you talking about the aerial ski jump where you get that bigger pitched jump and then they do like a million flips? Or the ski jumping where you're going like 300 meters?
Either way.
But which one's more terrifying to you? Which of those? The aerial
backwards,
jumping?
Backwards jumpies.
Just doing
the
all of it.
The
yeah.
flipsies.
Aerial.
Yeah.
The ski jumping,
Little
though,
Mermaid.
I don't know, man. The ski jumping, you've got like 12-foot long skis. And the jump alone has to be what, like 600 yards long? And you're just flying forever,
flying
even
with
though.
Your giant wiener?
Yeah, yeah, your big bulge because you've pumped adrenaline or hyaluronic acid, whatever they use for Botox, into your wing.
Rapid fire number five.
All right, yesterday was National Pizza Day.
It Whoa. Was?
Yes.
Why did we not talk about that yesterday?
Because Pizza Madness was today, so we saved
Still
it for today.
Though.
All right, so what was your last pizza experience? What did you guys get, and where did you go to get it? I know, Common
Where'd
Man,
you, get it?
You mentioned Sexton's you went to. I believe that
I
was
went
your-
to Sexton's on Saturday, and then I had some leftover Sexton's this morning.
That's nice.
For breakfast?
For breakfast, yeah.
Okay. I stopped in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Terre Haute?
Home of...
Hone-ass Wagner live in Terre Haute?
Hone-ass Wagner. No, but Larry Bird... stopped over there to do his college basketball for the Indiana State Sycamores. And I stopped at a little pizza place because I'm watching the Super Bowl all by myself with a little Roku TV in the Airbnb. And the place was called Footers. Really good. Very solid.
Footers.
Footers Pizza.
Adam Footers?
Adam Footers in Terre Haute. It was a medium thickness crust. Really good layer of cheese.
You sent me a picture of it. It looked pretty dense.
It looked tasty, though.
Looked chewy.
I liked the... It was doughy.
What style would we call that?
I would call that pan-tossed. Or I would... Hand-tossed.
Pan-tossed?
Like, I did say pan-tossed. Hand-tossed, like an original hand-tossed pizza dough.
Okay, all right.
But a thicker, certainly not the Central Ohio style that you're used to seeing, but sometimes that's okay. I wasn't in Central Ohio, so I wasn't expecting
Teddy,
that.
Teddy, can you give me the small screwdriver?
Teddy, he's not going to stop.
So I can try and fix
Could you go find the jeweler, please?
We should have a jeweler
where,
on staff.
Where is the jeweler yeah, over at the
watchmaker
TV station?
On staff?
Yeah, he's busy over at TV right
we
now
need,
with
need
Yolanda's watch, I
Do
think.
We have a barber in here anyway? We should, because we're
yeah,
at a TV
station.
It's
over by the shower.
We should have... We do have a shower.
Wait a minute. We have a... Hold on. We have a shower?
Didn't we discuss this a million times?
Yes. Maybe Timmy was out all those times, but we've discussed it several times.
I need to hear more about this.
There's a shower in the building. I've never actually seen it.
I've seen it.
You ain't seen it?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe this would... Let's get the fake eyelashes that are on the stool out there.
We do.
Maybe
I don't know
use
what's
that as
going
a little
on.
Screwdriver.
Whose fake eyelashes made their way around here?
Those are some violent eyelashes, too. It looks like a merkin.
Maybe somebody lost them in the shower.
It's huge.
Well, they have some TV personalities on in the morning, I think, don't they?
Who's taking a shower here?
I know Dave Holmes did when he was here. He talked about it all the time.
Why?
Well, he just come in and maybe he's working out and he came in and he's
working
like...
Working out? Have yeah. you seen Dave?
What Sounds you, like someone was J&O in the shower.
What? David!
Put it away!
What are you
this
doing?
This is a workplace.
No one's used the shower
what
since
is this,
the 70s.
The Phoenix Open? You start gratifying yourself? What's the matter with you
I can't
people?
Chip with that going on.
Oh my God. All right, I got some Browns news for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing some holdup on westbound 670 after 5th Avenue. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot that likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, the Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite Fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
It's live, baby. The new website, pizzamadness.pizza. Not .com, that's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza. You go there and you tell us your favorite pizza place, a place that you think deserves to be in our bracket of 64. We're going to gather all those up. We're going to seed them. We're going to rank them. And then soon we release that bracket for everybody to see.
I'm excited about this. And I think it's a cool thing that, you know, not just you and Bone, who are the guys that kind of started this whole thing. So you guys were the pioneers that started talking about pizza so much last year that it just sort of, it organically, and you specifically, who wanted to make it into a bracket type of thing, celebrate that around March Madness, which is the other great bracket thing that we do as a country. And now, like, everyone on our team, a lot of different people at work are coming up with these ideas to do the website, build this up with the graphics design, making it look cool. We're having input now before we get to the bracket. This is what it's all about. Taking a thing that was great off the cuff and now watching
it grow.
Get
a million people involved in
yes.
it. Just really flush it down the toilet.
We're only year two. At least wait till like year 20 for it to be ruined by corporate folks.
Pizzamadness.pizza. Go there now. All right, what did I tease? Oh, Browns news.
Browns.
David Njoku has announced that he's not going to be back with the Browns.
Oh, no.
It's interesting with him because
they got Fannin now. We don't need Njoku.
Well, they don't want him back. That's the real story here. Early on in his tenure with the Browns, he couldn't wait to get off of that team.
Yeah.
I mean, he requested a trade. He couldn't wait to be done with them. And then over the years, it's almost like he fell in love with his captors. He had Stockholm syndrome, where he couldn't see himself anyplace else. He was afraid to leave prison, didn't know what it was like on the outside. Well, now he's going to have to make that decision because the team has made the decision for him.
You're saying he was like Red from Shawshank.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Andy wanted to get the hell out of there, but there were a lot of people there. I mean, Brooks before Red.
Brooksy
didn't want to get out.
No.
Remember? They just had him bagging groceries until...
Sometimes that's all you know.
Until the day came where he...
Also some good news. The last two lawsuits against Deshaun Watson have been settled. So...
Yay!
That was a total of 27 lawsuits that
he
settled and paid out. And I got to tell you, that Busby worked out all right, didn't he? He made some money.
Sure did.
That Tony Busby.
Tony Busby.
Some people think he's a blood-sucking leech. Whatever, man. He earned some cash. But now, you don't have any lawsuits in the way, at least not right now. You could have some new ones.
Why
but Deshaun Watson will be your quarterback to start the season next year, Timmy.
Would you stop it?
There you go. Why not?
Stop trying to like make a positive out of the lawsuits
Todd,
being settled like
Todd
that does
Munkin?
Something.
Got Marty Funkhauser coaching now?
The Munkhauser?
is running things there.
Let me tell you something.
Larry, I just don't get it. So David Njoku's out. What did you think about the play of Harold Fannin, the local product Bowling Green guy?
It's good.
He was a bright spot for the team.
There were some bright spots for this team.
No. I mean, definitely something that you can build around. And if you have a tight end that can go up and high point the football and make some plays out there, obviously that's a great find. You know, to have a guy play that well as a rookie.
You got
but you need more than that.
You got defensive rookie of the year. You got Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowl quarterback and Shedeur Sanders.
You got two of them, really. You had Joe Flacco was a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
And Shedeur Sanders was a Pro Bowler.
You got young Quinshon Judkins, who cleared his legal troubles.
He looked very good
to get onto the team
as the season went. I'm telling you, the future's bright.
You're saying that about Njoku. Wasn't technically Myles Garrett the same way until giant piles of cash showed up in front of him?
Yes, he was ready.
He was like all about Cleveland. And then when you could see the losing was going to continue, it was, I got to get the hell out of here. Let me do this little graphic and throw that out there.
I wonder if I'm going to see Myles Garrett when I'm in Italy, because he's over there.
Oh, is he?
He's supporting his girlfriend, Chloe Kim, the snowboarder.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's over there.
She's tiny.
Opportunity.
Very small.
She's fantastic.
And he's not. You know who else is fantastic?
That's a good observation by you, Mike.
I don't dig the fact that she decides to ski for, was it snowboard?
Snowboard.
Snowboard for, snowboard. For China. But that Eileen Gu...
Eileen,
you see Eileen last night. Eileen didn't have a good night. She didn't win her thing.
How do you spell it?
Just search Eileen Gu. I think it's Gu.
Why did Google give me the option to type Goo? What are we doing?
She is something. I'm watching.
Yes,
right. She goes to Stanford.
But she is competing for China.
She's American.
She's full-on American,
but her mother is Chinese, and so she has decided to compete for China. She did it last Winter Olympics as well, but she's American, and she goes to Stanford, and my wife turned to me.
Can you imagine being that smart and that pretty? There's probably no one like her.
And I said, there is someone like her. Her name's Gabby Thomas. She went to Harvard.
You're supposed to say, there is, honey. It's you.
No, it's not her. That's and she knows
you,
it.
That's what you say.
No.
And then right up there, Tri-State Men's Health Time.
Get
out of here.
Hi, T. We're at the point right now where I'm trying to get her to schedule me like in the morning. Like an appointment.
I've got time between this meeting and this meeting.
You think it's best for her to do this. It might be a better AM activity.
I don't like the AM. Some people like it. I don't. I'm not in the mood.
But I would say like the PM, especially if it's a work night, I'm too much thinking about having better sleep. So I would think like a nice like...
Well, how long are we doing this?
Like, if
it's going to take you 3 hours?
You never know. You never know. Circumstances can change.
You crawl on?
Maybe it's taking me a long time in my head to pretend that she's some other person. And I'm moving around to different people. I'm going through the Rolodex of Jessicas.
Eileen Gu.
Eileen Gu. I'm kidding, honey.
I want you to go home tonight.
I'm kidding.
And I just want you to look at your husband or wife. Doesn't matter. No salad. Just look at them right in the face with no context at all. Just say, Eileen Gu. That's all I want you to do.
You leaned what?
Eileen Gu. Huh?
Who goo?
Who goo? Who goo?
Eileen Gu.
Timmy has a bathroom tip for us coming up next, and I'm scared. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow on East Livingston Avenue between Beechwood Road and Yearling Road due to an accident there. We also have a crash on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at 315, causing traffic to slow down. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40, one night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Amongst the activity at the Winter Olympics in Italy today, Team USA in women's hockey posting a 5-0 win over Canada in a preliminary match. Football, New England Patriots quarterback Drake May says he will not require offseason surgery for his right shoulder, which he injured in the AFC Championship game, but needed an injection for pain prior to this past weekend's Super Bowl. Top 25 college basketball among some of the games on the schedule tonight. Number 4, Duke at Pitt. 7th-ranked Nebraska hosts number 13, Purdue. 8th-ranked Illinois at home with Wisconsin, and number 11 North Carolina is at Miami. Detroit Tigers signed 3-time Cy Young winner Justin Verlander to a 1-year $13 million deal today. This update brought to you by Uber Eats, who's got a great deal waiting for you at Old Bag of Nails. Get a buy one, get one free deal on burgers on the app. Terms apply. See the app for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Pizza expert and the number 4 college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. By the way, go back and listen to yesterday's show if you missed it, because Joshua Perry and I had an uncomfortable conversation about Darren Lee, former Buckeye, who was charged with the first-degree murder of his girlfriend. And the conversation was uncomfortable, but I still think you need to listen to it because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Joshua and Darren have known each other since middle school. They go way back. You know, Tyvis was in this boat too, where they were all really close. And I can't imagine what it's like, all kidding aside, because, you know, I always make the joke like, one day you're going to fly off the handle and really do it to someone, Timmy.
You talking about me?
I can't imagine any of my close friends being arrested for first-degree murder. So
I can't either. Yeah.
It's quite the emotional roller coaster. Obviously, it has ripples within the Buckeye community. So go back and listen to yesterday's 3 o'clock hour.
I heard Tyvis's thoughts on that, too. I caught that live. And you and I both know Tyvis now on a pretty deep level. And I think the listeners probably would share in the opinion where you've probably never heard Tyvis maybe quite like that. In talking about anything.
I don't blame
you. Know what I mean? No, I don't either. And I missed Joshua's. So I will go back and check that out and listen into that. I can't imagine that would have been easy, because when you know somebody and you are such a close personal friend of someone, you want to think that this cannot be true. That there's no way that he could have done this, or that this could be the way. And then when reality sets in, then you have to face that again and maybe overcome what that is. But you think back to that team, like that 2014 team, and the guys they had on defense, the guys they sent in as high. He was one of the group of high first round draft picks.
He was
a local product. Was he not the one? Was Darren not the one where maybe Urban didn't want none too much, but Luke Fickell tried to say, like, you are going to want this guy? And
well, that I don't remember.
What we can develop him into as a football player, whatever his position might be.
New Albany product. His mom, Candace, was on the television here for 20 plus years.
Yep.
As an anchor for Channel 4. And my wife was friends with her. They've lost touch over the years. I don't know where Candace is now. But it's a terrible story. Obviously, it's terrible for the girl and her family.
Absolutely. And I think that should be, you know, front and center right,
right.
now.
But there can be tragedies all around here.
There
but
are, yeah.
There's one other thing that I don't know if I mentioned yesterday or not, but I want to make sure that I do. And I talk about mental health all the time. And I make jokes about, you know, make sure you're, I took my pill today. I got a big giant horse pill that I take. And I do. I take prescribed medication for my mental health. We as a society, I think, have a problem with self-medicating. And that's not the answer. Because there was substance abuse problems here with Darren Lee, too. I'm not saying that there weren't mental health issues, but, you know, self-medicating is not the way to get through life. You need to go to a professional who will get you on proper medication or therapy, whatever you happen to need. But look, I know in the moment you think you're going to feel better if you pop something you're not supposed to pop. I'm telling you, if you're suffering from mental health issues, that can be like loading a gun and pulling the trigger. Don't do it unless prescribed by a doctor.
Yeah, it's good advice. And you can only hope that people, that you know, that you have the strength to not go to the bottle or go to drugs
yes.
or go to something right that is even
this
worse.
This is where I'm
when it gets to that.
I'm telling you this now. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to beat you up.
You'll try.
I'm looking through your window right now. I'm hiding in your bushes. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pound on your door. Oh, common man's here. Gonna take my pills away.
What if you let them beat on you, not you beat them up?
No, I'm gonna teach them a lesson.
Take the frustration out.
Well, I'm just everybody's human pinata now. I just go around and let people kick me in the sack.
No, you're the human pinata.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I gotta be now.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That what did what I teach? Oh, you said that you have a bathroom tip for people. You took a bunch of road trips over the weekend. You were driving all around this country.
It felt like that. It was. Here, my one grief is like, can we get some dang straight flights to Kansas City, for God's sakes? It's a great American town. How can I not get from Columbus to Kansas City nonstop? I got a 3-hour layover somewhere, and then I'm in for like a 9-hour day of travel already. It's like, what's the point? So anyway, I was thinking about flying, but since I had to go to the Chicago area first, I just got in the car, and I'm like, well, I'm doing this. Drove across all of God's green earth,
man, you
right?
Really,
like
put
a
some
true,
miles on the car.
Oh my God, I was a true Midwesterner.
What about some snacks?
The snacks were that's
what'd you
the
do
fun,
for car snacks.
The fun part about driving and I'm alone is that the radio is kicking. It might be better than traveling. I love my family, right? I'm not saying that I don't, but if you can have a car trip. Is it not better to be alone? Like if you're wired and you're not afraid of falling asleep?
Oh, absolutely.
I got control, total control, baby. It's unbelievable.
What were the snacks that you had on hand?
Okay. So here's something I like accidentally stumbled into because I've got, you know, hanger bags of combos. I've got my favorite gummy bears and you every now and then I like to indulge in a box of dots and then I got to listen to this crap. I got to listen to this. High and mighty jackass poo-poo my dots?
Dots suck.
Dots do not suck.
I'll give you gummy bears if you want gummy bears, but you can take your Twizzlers and your dots and you can shove them where the sun don't shine.
You can stick your baked combos sideways and shove them back up your ace. This guy sitting here doesn't use the pretzel-based combo.
The cracker
the
is
pretzel.
A superior vessel.
It is not a superior vessel. You got a salted pretzel. With pizzeria goo or nacho cheese goo?
You don't get buttery notes from the pretzel. You get it from the cracker.
I'm not looking for a buttery note.
You should always be looking for buttery notes. What, are you too good for buttery notes?
So here's what I found, and then this is where the pro bathroom tip comes in. You'll thank me for this, because I've done the research. I've looked at the data. I've looked at the studies, and you're just not going to find a better place to do a little bathroom stop. If you try to scope out, like, say it's like a stop, like a Hilliard Rome type of exit. Don't just look out in the middle of the country where it's like one random gas station, but get near like a suburb where you got some, you can tell like from coming up on the exit, you see some stores. There might be like a grocery store, or like a TJ Maxx or something off there, a Kohl's or whatever. Stop at a place like that. And if you can get to an Aldi, okay? Aldi, best bathrooms you're going to find, because
Every single bathroom in there is a single shot bathroom. Comes with its own locking door. So whatever you got to take care of, you have complete privacy. They're clean. No one's ever using them because who the hell goes to the bathroom in a grocery store?
My wife.
You pop up there. You're 2 minutes from the house.
My daughter. Every time we go anywhere.
I never came across another soul. There was never a line.
Honey, it's been 10 minutes.
I got to go again.
And you're in a great spot to stock up on snacks. And you never really quite know like what brand name stuff or what generic stuff the Aldi is going to have. And you can get some great stuff in there. Get your bottles of water, get your sodas.
Aldi. Maybe it's the fact that my parents talk about Aldi every 10 seconds. I don't know.
It's a wonderful world-based market.
I'm tired of being told how wonderful Aldi is. This is like the time that my parents went to see the musical Jersey Boys, the Frankie Valli Jersey Boys thing, for like a year. All I heard every single time I talk with them is, oh, you got to go see Jersey Boys. Oh, Jersey Boys, fantastic. Oh, Jersey Boys. And then eventually they bought me tickets to see Jersey Boys.
But you didn't say you liked it.
It was fine. But there was no amount of like Alicia Vikander nudity that was going to get me to like it because I just heard so much about it. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so. And my parents, every single time I see them, oh, we went to Aldi. Have you been to the Aldi? Do you like the Aldi? Oh, they got this on sale at the
Aldi.
Aldi
is very good.
Shut up with the Aldi.
Well, at least they're off of Trader Joe's now.
Trader Joe's this,
Trader Joe's that. Move along to a little Aldi. It's cheaper.
Oh,
it's good.
Got so many good things at the Aldi.
I got this crock pot
at the Aldi.
Hey. Do you want to stop in a Mickey D's that has a giant load in one of the urinals and then some miscreant is just pissing on top of the load because he has to go so bad? That was maybe the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Not even that someone left a bunch of crap in a urinal, but that there was another dirty man just pissing on it.
It's so wonderful. They smell piney fresh at the bathrooms at the Aldi's.
I thought I'm doing everybody a service. Single shot bathrooms. Nobody's ever using them. They're centrally located. They're right off of interstates in a lot of cases. It's a good tip.
There's a sale on artichoke hearts at the Aldi's.
Cilantro bunches.
Ooh, cilantro. All right, Lindsey Vonn. She's not dead, but she may be dead. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 270's off-ramp to Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt, blocking the left lane there and causing some holdup. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 315 from 3rd Avenue to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever, now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Overnight tonight, we may add a little bit of fog across central Ohio, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and 28. On Wednesday, middle 30s for high temps, partly to mostly cloudy. Similar on Thursday. In fact, both mornings could see a little bit of fog across the area. Friday, Saturday, a lot of sunshine across central Ohio. really nice days. Sunday now could stay dry if the storm goes south of us. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tone.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Lindsay Vaughn comments on her epic injury. So she tore the ACL. She said, I'm going to race anyway. Mm-hmm. That lasted about 10 seconds, and she crashed out, almost died. Very complicated procedure now. She has a complex tibia fracture. She's had the first of many surgeries. At some point, she was in intensive care.
Yeah.
But
had
now
to get life-flighted out of there again, right?
Yeah, now she's in serious condition, but stable, recovering from an operation. And she has some quotes about why she decided to do this. And, of course, what we do on this show is, instead of actually hearing from her, that's boring, let's hear quotes from Lindsay Vaughn from AI Paul Keels.
I was simply 5 inches too tight on my line when my right arm hooked inside of the gate, twisting me and resulting in my crash. My ACL and past injuries had nothing to do with my crash whatsoever. Knowing I stood there having a chance to win was a victory in and of itself. I also knew that racing was a risk. It always was and always will be an incredibly dangerous sport. Tiger and I used to date, and it was really sweet of him to call me here in the hospital. Who would have thought that my leg would be more jacked up than his? Hush! Excuse me.
Now, Lindsay Vaughn, she's 41 years old. Her father was talking to the Associated Press. He said, she's 41 years old, and this is the end of her career. There will be no more ski races for Lindsay Vaughn as long as I have anything to say about it.
Wow.
Well, Dad's upset.
Yeah,
Dad's saying, hey, dude, you've done it all. You're a gold medalist. You've got millions of dollars. You're 41 years old.
Sorry, Dad. It's not about the money
yes,
for me. It's,
you
the
know
love,
what?
It's the love of the ski.
Dad is saying, I love you too much to watch this.
I am one with the mountain. All right?
You're not one with the mountain. You suck now.
You know what?
You're done.
Just like Blues Traveler said, the mountains win again.
Mountains undefeated, man.
By the way, I heard one Tyler Danberg, who's one of our new music aficionados, who does women's basketball, football sidelines. We've talked about him a lot by now. He just did the little road trip out there to Washington and Oregon. Had a great time. Didn't catch a fish, but loved it. He recently said that the album 4 by Blues Traveler, one of the, you know, popular albums of the 90s, was pure trash.
I think he's a little hard on it.
And I listened to that again. I am here to tell you, Tyler, you've got to reconsider. That album is on fire.
I don't know if I'd say it's on fire.
Oh, it's good.
But I think Danberg's a little hard on it.
We forgot about the song called Stand.
Like
the
stand!
Yeah, stand! Stand and walk!
Yeah,
it's
good.
Got the blue. Oh!
You're right.
Tragedy! It's cheap and so is. Because it's a long, 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 long way to fall. It's great. There's so many good songs on that album. Seriously, if you're a fan of the genre, if you were a 90s music kid, listen to that album. You too. I mean, you got the great stereo. Pop the CD in tonight.
I have
and
the
just
CD.
Pop the CD. Yeah. Mountains Win Again.
It's a good recording.
It's a great
too.
Song. It's a great song. Oh, I love it.
What can I recommend for people tonight? Oh, you know what?
Why you got to go on top?
No, I know that.
I recommended.
I had a little thing this weekend because whenever somebody dies, I like to pop them in and do a little tribute. Now, on a personal level, I'm sure me and him wouldn't get along, but the dude from Three Doors Down passed away.
I didn't know that.
He had cancer.
Really?
He was 47 years old.
I didn't know that. I didn't
Their
hear that
first
one.
Album, was it, what's the name of the album? It's got Kryptonite and
Away From
If
the,
I Could Be Like That.
The Better Life or Away From the Sun?
Better Life.
Better Life, 2000. Away From the Sun, 2002.
Yeah. It's a good album. That first one's good.
Yeah.
I was listening to it in tribute this weekend. It's a shame. Yeah, obviously had a wife and a family and he's only 47 years old.
Who is that? Brad Arnold?
Yeah.
He passed away?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Let's pop that in tonight if you want to with little Blues Traveler.
Four Blues Traveler and just let that puppy play. There's like maybe two songs on it that don't really hit, that don't have that little oomph to it, but it's very, I mean, obviously in the name, Blues Traveler, but a lot of good bass riffs, good electric guitar. Popper's voice, I think his voice gets lost. How good his vocals are.
He's got an underrated vocal.
How good his vocals are so underrated because he does the harmonica, and that's what's unique about him. Nobody's doing electric harmonica in the whole decade, but his voice is incredible.
Sportico has the Crew ranked as the eighth most valuable Major League Soccer team. They have Miami at number one at $1.45 billion. Los Angeles FC number two, $1.4 billion. Then it's the Galaxy, Atlanta, New York City. Those are all the billion-dollar valuations. Then
we
go to six. Seattle, six, $915 million. Austin, that piece of crap team, number seven at $910 million. Then they have the Crew in at number eight, valued at $800 million. Above FC Cincinnati at $790 million, then San Diego FC at $765 million. That's your top ten. Look, I always say take these Sportico things with a grain of salt, because chances are if they hit the open market, they're going to sell for more than this number. But I got a lot of problems with the Haslams and the way they do business. However, given where this team was, given that you had a commissioner essentially going public and saying, well, I mean, there's a reason why Douchey McGee, Anthony Precourt, wants to move. I mean, that's not a city that we really think can support a Major League Soccer franchise. They were dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was run very poorly. You know, they had a bad stadium situation. They had a bad business relationship with people around here. They had stupid people working for the Precourt version of this team. And now we have the eighth most valuable franchise in Major League Soccer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I don't think it should surprise you. I mean, to cut you off, but when you have local interests in a professional sports team, when you have like someone like Dr. Pete Edwards that really, really cares about this. And then say what you will about the Haslams, but having some Ohio-based owners.
I understand.
Right? Saying what you can say about them and how they've run the Browns.
The league
clearly it's been much better here for the Crew.
For dead.
Yeah, yeah.
They left this city for dead. I always thought it was a mistake, and the proof is here in the pudding. Also, the Crew unveiled some new uniforms today, which I don't. They're fine. The design is fine. I'm not a fan of the polo collar.
Yeah.
The polo shirt collar.
I know. I heard you, you know, lamenting this look.
It's more of a traditional look, but I get that. Some soccer dudes love it. I'm not a big fan of the polo shirt collar.
Was this explained that it's going to be their main kit?
I believe it is.
This is not just an alternate.
Is the kit for the season.
This is the kit. Because it is like they're, I mean, I'm looking at it and it just says fashion forward and forward focused. It's all about elegance for everyone. So it does have that appearance.
They'll probably
going that way.
Like the Goosebumps thing again.
Yeah, because this is their like main color kit. Like you have no problem with the color scheme.
No, it's fine. And I don't hate it.
Yeah,
it's just my preference not to have a polo shirt type of collar.
Like the straight V-neck, right? Like in that, the collar I think is cool. You know what I was thinking about when you're breaking down back to the sale prices and the valuation? You have any idea what Anthony Precourt bought the team for?
The Crew?
Yeah. As you said, our value is in that 800, 850 million range, right?
70 mil.
68.
There you go.
Look at that.
70 mil.
And then what do you think the Haslams and Edwards bought it for in 2018?
150?
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane, right? I'd always thought of, like, we play the Mega Millions game. Like, if you really, like, it's not even, it's funny because you think about the Mega Millions, even if it gets to a billion, you take that lump sum, you're coming away with about what, half of that in cash. So you got 500 million maybe to throw around. You can't really get into big sports with that. As far as like becoming an owner, you could certainly become a part owner or something, but how fun would it have been to maybe back when it was still, you still had that chance for it to skyrocket if you won those Mega Millions and then just bought the Crew or controlling stake in the Columbus Crew. And then get to be a part of that and watch it grow and see where the MLS continues to go. And this is even with some bad TV deals.
You know what's coming
Imagine
up
if you didn't have that.
In 2 minutes?
I think I do. Timmy time! Are you ready?
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on Frank Road near Jackson Pike. And you're going to hit a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on that north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service for a full synthetic oil change for just $74.99. Plus, earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends February 28th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's live today, kids. PizzaMadness.pizza. No, .com. .com's for losers.
Mm-mm.
PizzaMadness.pizza. The brackets are not set yet because we want to hear your suggestions. Who do you think deserves to be in the field of 64? The website is live. You go right on there. You click vote now, whatever the hell the big red button says.
It says vote now.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you vote now. You fill in the information. And then we're going to take your information. We're going to sell it to China. But it's all worth it because you get to have your pizza voice recognized.
What are the Chinese going to do with a Pizza Madness documentation? They're not into...
They don't like pizza there?
They do a pizza
out
there?
Of course they do. Everybody likes pizza.
Yeah, but they don't like do a ton of pizza,
I bet you they do. I bet you they're wacky for pizza.
I don't know about that, man. Chicken. They love chicken out there.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready for that, Timmy?
All right, so are you excited for the Olympics? You're going, baby.
I am excited.
You're taking
the
trip with the fam. You're going to Italy first time.
For the ice dancing. Christian was watching that last night. It's just too much. It makes me uncomfortable. It looks like they're going to start having sex out there. It's too much.
Well, they're trying to be very sensual.
They are very sensual, and they're all banging, too.
Well, I don't think they all
are. It is, man. It's the opposite of, like, the Paris figure skating.
How could you not? If you're unfettered. If you're unfettered and you've got a beautiful, attractive partner.
It's got to be for an awkward working relationship,
right?
Though.
You're, like, touching each other's faces like this. Shower me. Love me. Shower me with kisses. Rubbing up against each other, all that stuff. All right, well, there's not going to be any touching and rubbing in this segment, okay?
That's a
this
shame.
Is really going to be for everybody to play along, and Mikey, for you, we'll see if he can stump you a little bit. I've got a couple, like, they're mostly Winter Olympic themed because that's what we have coming up here. There might be just a regular old Olympics question.
All right.
So here we go. This is Timmy Time, the Olympic edition. Can you name, start you off with something kind of easy going here. Can you name all of the American venues that have hosted the Winter Olympics in the past?
Well, you have the...
I'm not giving you any multiple choice here. I want to see if you can get them.
You have the Lake Placid.
You got the Lake Placid. How many times?
Two, right?
Two Lake Placid.
Yeah, two Lake Placid. You got the Utah.
Yes.
The Salt Lake City.
So you had Lake Placid in 32 and 80, and Salt Lake City was 2002.
Was there another one that we had?
There is, and this is the one that always gets people. I don't know why, but...
Hold on a second. You
it's
said
very unique.
You said America, not just North America, though.
U.S.
U.S.
USA. 1960.
Hold on. Let me think about it now.
Okay.
Myrtle Beach. No?
I will tell you it is in the... It's out west. It's in... I'll give you the state. It's in the state of Nevada.
Lake Tahoe?
Squaw Valley, to be
specific,
which is Lake Tahoe area.
Okay, well, so, I win.
Squaw Valley. That was its official name. It is in and around Lake Tahoe.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Good job out of you there for working through that one. Okay, the five Olympic rings represent something specific. Do they represent the five original sports, the continents, or the five ancient rings of the Greek gods?
No, they're the continents, right?
They are the continents.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now do I have to name the continents? You got your North America. You got your South America.
You have your Americas takes up one there.
What?
Because we're only going five here. They just group the Americas into one continent there.
America and South America are one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's BS. I don't like that at all. You got the Europe.
You got the Europe.
That's two.
Yep.
You got Africa?
Yes.
You got that? You got Asia?
Uh-huh. You're not going to get the other one.
I am Oceania.
Yeah, you did.
Oceania.
Yeah.
Oceania.
How about that? The rings were designed by Pierre de Coubertin in 1913, and they symbolize international solidarity, also the universality of the Olympic movement, and that at least one of these colors appears on every national flag.
Nice.
So of those rings.
All right. Then Audi came and stole it.
Here we go to the sport of curling. Audi did take those rings. You're right. Curling has become, I would say, a more popular sport through these years, I guess, for its strategy.
Is it popular? Perceived, or just has curiosity sort of built around
curiosity.
It?
I heard Joshua Perry recently like going on about curling and the ice, the way that it's pebbled. So I think people perceive that the lack of athleticism, you know, makes it easier to play. Then you go out to a curling club and realize how tough it is. We got one in Columbus. Shout out Columbus Curling Club, guys, which I've attended an event at. Your question, where do the patented curling stones predominantly come from? Is it Italy, the U.S., Germany, or Scotland? Where do they come from? If you flipped on any of the curling coverage, they've probably gone over this a time or two.
Thad Mott is here.
They're granite. You know, they're big, heavy granite stones. You think about who would maybe produce
the Italians do a
like
lot
that.
Of marble and
do they?
Granite.
Yeah, I guess they do. I guess they do. Italian marble gets shipped around the country, but to rich people everywhere.
No?
Give a guess. That's your guess?
That's
Italy?
My guess. Italy.
It is Scotland. Curling stones are primarily made from granite that is quarried on the uninhabited Scottish island of Ailsa Craig on the Firth of Clyde.
All right. Ailsa Craig just made the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Ailsa Craig.
The Firth of Clyde Drexler, that is known as. All right. This next one, Mike, has us going to the movies, where Miracle is the featured film, which has one of the great sports speeches in history, in my opinion.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time.
For starters, I do love that film. I've seen it 20 times. In the movie, what are Herb Brooks' first words as he approaches his team in the center of the locker room for that speech in which you just heard a clip in? Does he start with, great moments are born from great opportunity? Is it, gentlemen, I want you to take a good look around this room? Or is it, listen up, boys, in just a few minutes, you'll have a chance to make history? How does he start that locker room speech?
Can I tell you something?
You ain't seen it.
I've never seen the movie.
That's so sad.
I've never seen
it. You're such a moron.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I ain't seen it.
Well, take a guess. Great moments are born from great opportunity. Gentlemen, I want you to take a good look around this room. Or listen up, boys. In just a few minutes, you'll have a chance to make history.
I don't think it's listen up, boys. I'm going to cross that one up.
You think Herbie goes with the, no. Listen up, boys.
Look at here. Listen up, boys.
No, right, not
that. I'll say the second one.
Second one. Gentlemen, I want you to take a good look around this room.
Yeah.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. All right.
I'm going to go watch it.
Tell me. You should watch that. It's fantastic. No. Tell me which of these statements about the movie is not true. I'm going to get you with this one. It's remembered for how close the movie release was to Coach Herb Brooks' death. It's one statement. Al Michaels and Ken Dryden recreated most of the commentary of the game against Russia, but they used the original ABC Sports commentary for the famous line. You know what that famous line was?
Yes, I'm aware of it. Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Okay, good. You got that one.
Yay. I'm aware of the story. I just didn't see the movie.
I get it. Third one. The movie was filmed in the same iconic arena that it was actually played in at Herb Brooks Arena in Lake Placid. Or lastly, Kurt Russell took a pay cut so 1,000 extras used in the hockey game scene could have a full hot meal instead of a brown bag lunch. Which of those ones is not true?
I thought it was the other way around. I was going to say they all sound pretty true.
It was actually not filmed at Herb Brooks Arena. They filmed it in the arena outside of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Play the buzzer.
Buzzer.
This next one goes to the medal count. The most decorated Winter Olympian in American history. Is that Nancy Kerrigan, Lindsey Vonn, or Apollo Anton Ono?
That's the first thing that popped in my head was Apollo Anton Ono.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
8 medals.
I met him once.
You did?
Yes. He's a little tiny guy.
He is. He's a speed skater.
And he has the girthiest thighs I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man, they were like tree trunks
bursting out of his pants. My God.
That's what it takes to be a speed skater like that. What did Apollo Anton Ono famously do to prepare for competition? Did he spend
peed
an
on
hour
his hands?
Did he spend an hour in a cryo chamber before race time? Did he yawn incessantly before a race? Did he fart frequently, as frequently as possible leading up to the race, or take a gigantic dump?
He was a yawner.
He was a big yawner. An athletic yawner.
He said it helped with the oxygen and regulating that.
Yes, he did.
Big yawner.
All right.
Also, just a giant crapper.
Another quick trip back to the movies, because Cool Runnings featured the Jamaican bobsled team, and it was one of my favorite movies of my childhood.
Feel the rhythm.
Cut off my own clip. So in one of my favorite scenes, they're in a bar. They're in Calgary and they're in a bar. Yul Brynner is with Junior Bevel, two of the members of Team Jamaica. And the East German bastards are giving Junior a hell of a time. Like, they don't belong. One of the themes of the movie, John Candy. It was his last movie that officially came out before John Candy passed away. So that's another fact. So the speech, Yul Brynner starts off, he's trying to instill some confidence in Junior. So he takes him, shows him a mirror, and he starts off this pride power speech with him.
I see pride. I see power.
All right, so he's like looking in the mirror, he's saying that to him. So it starts with that. What was the next part of this saying? Was it, I see an Olympian, I see strength? Was it, I see a champion, I see Jamaica? Or was it, I see a badass mother who don't take no crap off of nobody. What do you think he said next?
I go with the first one.
The first one, I see an Olympian, I see strength?
Sure.
A badass mother who don't take no crap off of nobody.
Okay. Again. Don't even tell me.
Can I say something else?
I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody.
Once again.
I ain't seen
you. Ain't seen Cool Runnings. You stupid moron.
I ain't
moron.
Seen the miracle, and I ain't seen the Cool Runnings.
I'm going to get you watching the only two Winter Olympic movies that I know of.
You got more? Of course you do.
I might have one
surprise. Of course you do.
But I'm not going to do it, though.
Yes, you are.
It's over.
And Backpage coming up. Colin, Manny, Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on southbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. Things are a little slow there from Cook Road. We also have a crash on westbound 161 after Hamilton Road, causing some slowdown. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
If I gave somebody my number and they called me, I'm out. I don't know you like that. You don't need to be calling my phone. We can text.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
If your garage...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeyes Show is the Beamer.
Comment.
Brandon Beam.
What's happening? Beam, what's going on? You enjoying some Olympics now this week?
Watch the curling match today. The mixed doubles curling match.
Yeah.
The gold medal match. Watch that.
Don't tell me.
Okay. Are you a live rewind? You're watching like the primetime version?
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Kristen's going to make me watch all of it.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to watch it, I want to go in fresh.
Okay. I won't tell you who wins then.
One of my favorite moments getting out and around town with one Beamer here was when the Columbus Curling Club invited us over for an event. One of the recent gold medal champs of the previous Olympics.
Tyler George.
Tyler George, thank you, Beam, was on hand. Such a cool guy. We drank beers with him. He had the gold medal there.
Oh, that's nice.
He had the medal there, and that sucker was war-torn.
He let me use the gold medal as a beer coaster.
He did.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Stanley Cup. Yeah, it's just a bunch of debauchery.
He goes, here, put this down underneath so we don't mark the table up.
You've got CBC IPA just dripping on this guy's gold medal.
I'd like to say they can take it, but they're having a problem now where the medals are breaking. In Italy.
Yeah, they're probably not the purest of those metals these days,
are they?
They
shouldn't be cracking.
No, they shouldn't. They should put enough into them that they can last.
Leave it to those eye ties to do anything.
But they're showing us how to curl, right? Like, that was the whole reason to get out there, like, learn how to, like, throw these stones. You guys say you can all do this, right?
No, you
can't. Come and check this out. So they even have, because we're all idiots and we've never done this, they even have, like, this little contraption. Yeah. You probably use that for the first maybe 6 months or so, I would assume.
I should have used
that. While you're
that.
Getting the thing. Well,
that's like shuffleboard, like old people's shuffleboard is what
we're using this thing
was.
To brace. And I posted this video, but this was 5 years ago, and maybe some of you saw it. I have the camera on Tyler, and we're just doing like a funny little chit chat, and he's scoping you out. You're crouched down. You're getting ready to like send the stone off, and I'm like, Tyler, so we have an idiot over here who is going to try to like roll his, or, you know, shove off his first stone. How do you think this is going to go? And he's like, well, you know, his form looks okay, but it's kind of hard to tell now before his push off. And then I look back up. Here he goes. Beam shoves this thing off, and immediately his whole body just turns away, and he's just sprawled out there. I felt like I needed to get a chalk line around him.
People are yelling at me. They're like, you're melting the ice. I said, that's a mean thing to say.
Beam's shirt like rolls up. His belly's exposed. I'm like, oh my God.
The guy with the gold medal is laughing his ass off.
A beached Beamer.
It was hilarious. Oh my God.
Oh, you got one more?
That was cool. I do have another
Olympic
one.
Question.
So we were doing a little Olympic version of a Timmy Time trivia back there, Beam. So I said most of it was Winter Olympics. Some of it was going to be regular Olympics. So
Summer Olympics?
Summer, yeah.
Okay. Regular. OG Olympics. Just plain.
Au natural, right? So, what Olympian performed the greatest national anthem in history?
I've got it.
Carl Lewis.
I believe Carl also set the world record for O. That was 9 seconds of O.
By the way,
O.
You just heard the highlight. That's the best part of the song.
Hold on now.
Wait, what, Mike? What part of the song caused Carl's voice to crack?
See?
Was it By the Dawn's Early Light? Was it What So Proudly We Hail? Or was it In the Rockets, Red Glare? Which part of the song was it?
They all sound right now.
Beam, do you want to steal it?
It's the Rockets, Red Glare.
And the Rockets, Red Glare!
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
All right, and for a last one here, what SportsCenter anchor famously broke up during a low-light segment while watching a clip of this song?
Was it Charlie Steiner?
Oh, baby.
I knew it was Charlie. I didn't have the last name.
Sorry, it's not the last name. Written by Francis Scott Off-Key.
One of the great lines.
So good.
One of the great lines in SportsCenter history. I couldn't get a look at who the other co-anchor was.
The other one?
Because his head was down. I couldn't tell you. Somebody knows that out there. Do you know either of the teams that were involved in that game watching the clip? It was the Bulls. Michael Jordan is standing there pacing around. I still remember, I think it's Derek Coleman's face, who looks up and he's just like one of the guys that has the smile and the eyes. I love the guy that can't.
It's like when Fergie sang the national anthem at the All-Star game and Draymond Green was just having the time of his life.
Draymond was
keeping
it
together.
Not going to keep it together. Why should I? If you can't perform this anthem, I'm not going to keep it together.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Two big hours for us tonight. Austin Ward is hanging out with me this evening. Berm, he's going to join us. We'll go on the trail at 6:46 with him. And we'll attempt to answer Austin's questions of the day pertaining to the outlook to this offense and defense coming up in 2026.
Beautiful. Two big hours of the Buckeye Show coming up next. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beam, where are we at with Lindsey Vonn still going out there and competing? I guess I kind of missed this, but people were giving her a lot of S for
why
going out
it's
there
with
the torn ACL, taking people's spot, that crap.
All right.
So you
one
are
of the most decorated skiers.
I do think
of all time.
She should have to pay for the helicopter.
That's a fair deal.
I do think, yes, you got to have a helicopter rescue you. You need to pay for the helicopter.
Twice, right? Now?
Wasn't it twice
in the last 3 weeks.
But you are in line with one Arnold Schwarzenegger. So
that's only thing we're about similar.
I will do him as my wife's impersonation of Arnold. You have to get out of there. You have to get down. There's a bomb in there. He said, as storylines go, you can't get any better. It is gutsy. It is brave. It is a little bit crazy. And it brings out all of the losers that do their naysaying. Why would she do this? She must be missing something in her life. It's irresponsible. It's terrible impersonation, isn't it?
That's one of the worst.
Yeah. She thinks she does it great. But she really sucks.
Oh, yeah, unlike all the wonderful impersonations we do on this show.
Right, Chris Collins.
Give me a little Gary Player. Come on, Gary Player's
Beam,
the best.
Beam loves my Gary Player. Beamer, you have to eat your vegetables. You have to do your sit-ups. It's for the children.
I don't know who that's supposed to be.
I'm from New Zealand. Yes.
From South Africa.
South Africa. I'm from South Africa. Yes.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and 670, and expect another delay due to an accident that's on westbound 161 after Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But
we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Have some pepperoni.
Teddy, he brought it for
Teddy,
you.
Teddy, go get the big five-pound bag of pepperoni out of the mini fridge.
Listen, you know how you are?
We're going to try some together right now.
Do you know how you are?
Ted, go get it.
No, we're not getting it. Ted, stay where you are. Stand down.
We've got 2 minutes left before we have to take a break.
That's fine.
Go walk your 51-year-old ass over there and get the pepperoni.
Jeez.
Is it already cut up or do you have to?
No, it's sliced up in a bag.
Now, here's the thing. Did Dom hand slice this for you?
No, it comes sliced.
But why did it come in a giant Ziploc bag?
Because he portions them out.
What size bag?
He probably bought 15 pounds and then portioned it out.
This is the size of bag that one would get if you were trying to buy cement. They would send you a bag this size.
Dom and I both like to cook, and sometimes when you like a certain ingredient, you have to buy it in bulk because they don't sell it at the regular grocery store. So you got to go to like the GFS or the Restaurant Depot, and that's where they have it.
I usually go to the GFY, but to each their own.
I wish that was the store where you just walk in, they have nothing except they just heckle you, and they charge you money.
That's right. Yeah. You walk in and it's just a whole bunch of people telling you like, look at this droopy sack loser. Why don't you buy your pepperoni and shut the F up? And then you just like, thank you. And they're like, get out of here. They have that restaurant, right? What's it called?
Oh, the Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
I never understood those restaurants.
Well, that's what you're looking for. That's not GFY restaurant.
No, I want to work there. I want to be the one yelling at people. I don't want to take the abuse.
Well, that's just it though. You go into those places and that's exactly what they do. They yell at you and then they give you poor service and then do you have to tip at those places?
Of course you have to tip. They're servers.
Yeah, but they're not like actually serving you the way a server would.
They still bring you the food.
Well, they bring it to you and they throw it in your face. And they assault you verbally as they do it. Why?
Some people get off on that.
It doesn't mean you have to tip, does it? Everybody goes in there
for that.
Well, then for those people, if I go, I'm not tipping because I didn't get good service.
Teddy, where the hell is the pepperoni?
He's not getting it. I told him to stand down. Told him we got to wait.
All right. I'm going to go get it. We'll have it for next segment.
Okay, fine.
We're going to have pepperoni. Ted, you want some pepperoni?
No, I'm good.
Why won't you at least try the pepperoni? I don't understand you.
Ted,
have a piece of pepperoni.
You not like a cold pepperoni?
Cheese and crackers with that? Or
you Teddy, can't eat just a raw piece of pepperoni?
Yes, I can.
Teddy, I'm telling you right now, I could eat that whole bag. If again, there were no consequences to it.
What's a serving size?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, it's two of your calories of the day.
It's two of those pepperonis, Teddy. That's it.
You put them on your nipples and dance around. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.